Blog Talk Radio.
What time is it? 10:17 is what the time is. This is OB Max Dollar from 10:17. Chris Squad Mafia. In the building with my homie, Ben Freezy. And that.
No one in D. DJ Bad.
Don't hurt him.
This is a DJ Noise mixtape presentation. This is a DJ Noise mixtape presentation.
DJ Noise!
Step in the boat and I walk through the... Get wet when I talk to her.
Yeah.
Why it's me like four shooters. Every bitch that I'm meeting, they all
yeah.
knew us. Every nigga you run with is all losing. All this ice on my niggas, we all jewelers. Bust a move and I'm ordering more movers.
Bust a move and I'm ordering more movers.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I get the drill done. You niggas gonna make me drill something. Another nigga dead and I don't feel none. Yeah, look, my niggas will pull up and kill something. This is not a movie, this is real guns.
Nah, this is not a movie, we got real guns.
Happen to be, go to the hood and the topic is me. When I was down, I was broke, but I told him I knew I'd be rich by the top of the week. Niggas is talking about weird like, I'm like, nah, nigga, you just copying me. Boy, I've been outside for a long time, pussy, you just gotta scream.
This week, Rari. Next week, Lambo. Bitch, I'm fly. I don't lendo. This day, beautiful. Start the service. Say my name. Make them nervous. You bitches get salty. I get them pressure. You bitches get salty. Pass me the pepper. You bitches be jacking me like the ripper. I am a hustler. I put some water to flipper. I know they teabagging bitches. It's test. See, get you a vacuum, bitches, it's mess. See, let's see. After all of that surgery, you are so ugly. Now that is what gets me. This shit ain't new to me, shit is just new to y'all. I wish a bitch would upon a shooting star. You thought you witnessed my final coup de grace. Look up, we shooting stars.
Sitting in the back of the Benz and my feet go up. Bitches don't come outside when the beat go up. But I love the way they mob when we roll up. These bitches bums when I see them, they make me throw up. I wish a bitch would, then I'm like, please show up. When you talk to me, please don't bring a cheap hoe up. You keep talking about a bitch, but the streets grow up. Cause you the type to say that shit and knock a freak hoe up. Ugh. I'm about to make you regret you chose me as an enemy, bitch. Southside Jamaica, we mobbing them bricks, so pull up with them blicks. Some of the best shooters out of New York, they don't play with the Knicks.
Hey, yo.
That ain't 5-year-old foreign, that's Barbie new foreign, bitch. Nah, that ain't Reebok. We back on that E-Rock. Percocets got a detox. Firearms gon' get restocked. Shooters hitting that G-spot. Bitches imitate, please stop. Suck a dick like a freeze pop. First he gotta get me top. Louis bag, all that Louis bag, more colorful than a peacock. Weak niggas gotta get the boot with no treetop. He was like, who that she bad? I was like, oh, that's Beth. See, I could beat one the way, cover this wig, even sex. See, I know they sleeping on me, bitches got epilepsy. I don't do coke, little bitch, I don't even do pep. See, let's see. How you don't like me, but tryna do everything like me, that is what gets. Bitches in the back of the Benz and my feet go up. Bitches don't come outside when the beat go up. But I love the way they mob when we blow up. These bitches bums when I see them, they make me blow up. I wish the bitch would, then I'm like, please show up. When you talk to me, please don't bring a cheap hoe up. Keep talking about a bitch, but the streets grow up. Cause you the type to say that shit and knock a freak hoe
up. Yeah, look, go on the drone, I make it look good to you. Watch my shooter to bully you. Yeah.
Yeah,
that nigga gon' kill you as soon as I look at you. Yeah, I never say what I wouldn't do. Yeah, open the door and I shoot out the bulletproof. I'm with a baddie, she love the aggression. Now with a demon, he wanna get breakfast. I'm showing him growth and I'm teaching him lessons. I watch how I'm moving cause I'm the investment. Fuck all night and I go and get breakfast. I don't do paperwork or confessions. I don't do internet shows or texting. Shoot up the party, that's sending the message. That nigga started us. Bulletproof is like a guarded truck. Ain't no Biggie with me, I got Nikki with me and she Barbie'd up. If we see him, we shooting the party up. Wayne squashes, so don't try to sorry up. I got rich friends and they be Rari'd up. If they want to, they shooting the Garvey up.
Bobby, spazzin', two shows, back in, Fendi, fashion, Fendi, love, I put your brains on a napkin, not till my demons don't whack him. My nigga died, then that nigga died, look, I don't even know how it happened.
Roll shut and my feet go up. Bitches just come outside when the beef go up. But I love the way they mob when we blow up. Bums, when I see them, they make me slow up. I wish a bitch would, and I'm like, please show up. When it come to queen squeeze, all the fees go up. I said we out, you can't breathe with us. And my wrist always on ice time, freeze with us.
Drop the cup, take a shot at the game, you got foot on the strata. He get the pipe and we changing the weather. You know we get fine when we play for the chatter. Still gotta tell all my people to chill, cause they get disrespectful. They slide on whoever. If Reese, you can't blow, do you know I'm on go after niggas that spit it for hoes in the swap. Niggas don't want no beef, cause he vegan. If he speak on my brother, we plotting and scheming. Spit on this block, and you know we ain't leaving them shots. Gotta hit them to show them we mean it. Shots up in studies, I low-key been seen. And they ask me for this, and they ask me for that. What the fuck is they bringing? I never asked anybody for nothing, but look at I'm rich in your pockets, be feeding. When I get a profit, I double it. Off of the walk, I ain't functioning. I like to sip the color, and finally got him a baggie, he know that he fumbled it. Stop all the bitching and mumbling. Too many ways to go get it, I can't get enough of it. Can't leave the blicky, cause most say I'm stuck with it. Shit ever since, got no choice, so I'm tucking it. Pull up and I act up, you better back up. Block with a twist, I ain't need him a pamper. Killers, they know me, you not a factor. You just a actor, what you gon' do with that clapper? Not really follow the rappers, you wanna do it, then me and Lil Cousin come smack it. Remember we packing the ship and he said that he needed. We sending them loads out of Tampa. He tried to come take a shot at the gang, he got put on the stretcher. He get the clap and we changing the weather. You know we get fine when we play for the chatter. Gotta tell all my people to chill cause they get disrespectful. They slide on whoever. If Reese say blow, do you know I'm on go after niggas that spitting for hoes in the swap. Niggas don't want no beef cause he vegan. If he speak on my brother, we plotting and scheming. Spit on this block and you know we ain't leaving them shots. Gotta hit them to show them we mean it. Stop up in 30s, I low-key been fiending. They ask me for this and they ask me for that. What the fuck is they bringing? I never asked anybody for nothing, but looking I'm rich and your pockets be fiending. Shit that got crazy, didn't it? Little nigga been living. Bro say if anything, you better chase you the chicken. I got on my shit and I listen. He took the fan as a witness. No, he cannot kick it. He meet in the back of my Smithin'. Keep having visions that niggas be switching on me, so you know that I'm paying attention. VVS and they shine like a nightlight, still stepping in mics. Back at the crib, we ain't giving no passes, nigga. He out and he losing his life. No, we ain't giving no chances, nigga. He looking wrong and we fanning, nigga. Spent, they been doing the sweet, so we up and we moving, cause that's how we handle, nigga. He tried to come take a shot at the gang, he got put on the stretcher. He get the clap and we changing the weather. You know we get fine when we play for the chatter. Still gotta tell all my people to chill, cause they get disrespectful. They slide on whoever. If Reese, you say blue, do you know I'm on go after niggas are spitting for hoes in the swap. Niggas don't want no beef cause he vegan. If he speak on my brother, we plotting and scheming. Spit on this block and you know we ain't leaving them shots. Gotta hit them to show them we mean it. Stop up in 30s, I low-key been fiending. They ask me for this and they ask me for that. What the fuck is they bringing? I never asked anybody for nothing, but looking I'm rich and your pockets be fiending.
Nigga, little nigga, I know why you ain't little nigga. Cause I got that money, now you want that money. I got that clown, now you chasing the fat. I put VS's in all of my checks. Know how to trap niggas three different ways. I ain't coming outside, boy, let's take it pay. Yeah, we jumpin' the box and we jumpin' the series. The biggie BK, boy, I fuck every nigga. So droppin' my knot, up in my knot. I prepare heaven, six shots to the sky. Rockin' my niggas, yeah, only my guys. For my little niggas, we pourin' out liquor. I'm tryna see seven figures. I'm tryna see seven figures. Mama, no vacation, but I'm on the island. So y'all nigga, we ballin'. Call up the fam and I'm robbin'. Niggas, they know my talent. And my money keep ballin' and ballin'. Little nigga, you chuckin' and choppin'. I'm like, whatever. I'm still with six shots, I do my fucking profit. Not gonna fool a nigga, let me get. Yeah, we still sendin' shots up on precedent. All my niggas is fellin' in evidence. Shack through the sea with no evidence. Dang, have you skimmin' through mega like Mayday? Who the fuck are you jokin' too crazy? If you don't want no beef, nigga, pay me. Nigga, talk to me nice, nigga, lay. Why the fuck are you ain't little nigga on me? Cause that money gon' stay up on me. Know some niggas that changed up on me. That's why I keep trayin' for me. Now your bitch wanna lay up on me. And she wanna lay up on me. I remember when I was with you. Huh? flexing. If you getting bread, why you stressing? I bought a chain and a check-in. I did 15 on my check-ins. Big loop of 10 when I'm stepping. Big 30 for the weapon. In my pockets on smoke, yeah, I keep a fake rope. Walk with a pulse, yeah, I'm always on close. Remember them days I was all in the slump. Remember them days I was playing with. Remember them days I was playing with. We both had a nigga, why did you run?
Let the man pray.
Cash out if I want it.
Real
the money got blood all on it.
Real
the money got blood all on it. Yeah, the money got blood all on it.
Real
bad bitch with me on it.
Real
the nigga wanna beat me, don't it?
Balance.
But the money got blood all on it. Yeah, the money got blood all on it.
Hey!
My young niggas ready to shoot.
Damn.
Cause they ain't got nothing to lose.
Damn.
He says fuck everybody and fuck everything. He got something to prove.
Damn.
In the trenches pulling moves.
Got him.
100 racks and blues.
Franks.
In a shoebox. Hell nah, them ain't no motherfucking shoes.
Rack. Hey, what you do, nigga?
Took the motor out of it. Put it in a Chevelle.
Switch it up.
Do my dirt all by myself, cause these niggas gon' tell.
I swear.
She look like God sent her from heaven, but she fine as hell.
Bad.
I'm sending strong to 5 states, man, I just broke my scale. Look, cuz just called a murder charge and I just post his bail.
Yeah.
Doing donuts in the robbery, I'm a major player. Send bags to the hood and to the ops, I sent some shells.
Yeah.
Never talk on the phone and never leave a paper trail. Super bad bitch with a body like Buffy.
Whoa.
Went to see my jeweler, spent $1 million like it's nothing.
$1 million.
I got on too much ice, she caught the flu when she fucked me. Plain Jane, Richard Mill, I told my jeweler, bust it.
Cash out if I want it.
Real
the money got blood all on it.
Real
the money got blood all on it. Yeah, the money got blood all on it.
Real
bad bitch with me on it.
Real
the nigga wanna beat me, don't it?
Balance.
But the money got blood all on it. Yeah, the money got blood all on it.
Hey.
My young niggas ready to shoot.
Damn.
Cause they ain't got nothing to lose.
Damn.
He says fuck everybody and fuck everything. He got something to prove.
Damn.
In the trenches pulling moves.
Got him.
100 racks and blues.
Franks.
In a shoebox. Hell nah, them ain't no motherfucking shoes.
At the top where it get real lonely. Just might put a dub on homie. New Phantom with the forges on it.
What?
And the paint got blood all on it.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't eating, they starving.
No.
I can see cause they crew getting bony. These suckers do nothing but clout chase. These boys just some one trick ponies. Man, this rap game so damn phony. These niggas a bunch of jabronis.
Oh.
Everything you got, they want it. That's why I'm stiff from stoning.
Yeah.
Just told my hitter he own it.
Want
nigga
it.
Better break fast like Shonis.
Pew.
And I got my back like Tony. These niggas wanna clone me, don't it? I went from riding a V12, switched it up and now my motor electric. I stacked away more millions than haters expected. You gotta shoot for your respect, that's how you send a message. You gotta do what you gotta do to keep family protected.
Cash out when I wanna. Yeah, the bitches know how I'm coming. Yeah, these niggas know how I'm coming. Yeah, the bitches know how I'm coming.
Why they call you Tony?
Cause I pop shit by my lonely. Pocket full of quick blue honeys. Yeah, but it got blood all on it. Yeah, I'm the one, not the two.
Two.
I turn the one to a two.
Two.
I'm having racks, yeah, I got that bag, yeah. I put a bag on you, you. I put a bag on you, two. Inside my hell kept rat glue. I'm going nuts, I keep me a two. They like this young nigga loose, screw. Yeah. Took the doze on my McLaren, put it on my ears, ayy. Don't compare me to no rapper, cause these niggas weird, ayy. They done piss me off, it's codeine all up in my urine, ayy. When it come to shooting shit, my jumper be the
best. Cash out if I want it,
bitch.
The money got blood all on it,
yeah.
The money got blood all on it,
yeah.
The money got blood all on it,
yeah.
Bad bitch with me on it,
yeah.
The nigga wanna beat me, don't it?
Yeah.
But the money got blood all on it,
yeah.
The money got blood all on it,
yeah.
My young niggas ready to shoot,
damn.
Cause they ain't got nothing to lose,
damn.
He says fuck everybody and fuck everything, he got something to prove.
Damn.
In the trenches pulling moves.
Got
100 racks and blues.
Franks.
In a shoebox, hell nah, them ain't no motherfucking shoes.
Yeah, I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200, baby. I be chasing coins like thunder, baby, I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200, baby. I be chasing coins like thunder, baby. I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby. I get money, baby. Yeah. But I can never chase a bitch, though. And I could never give a nigga too much info. You're gambling with your life, stop playing with they hints. I'm still here in this
nigga just hit one not too long ago. I just hit this nigga, bitch, and I just hit somebody. I take this stick up out my hip and then your brains is on the floor. I take this stick up out my hip and turn your ass into a ghost. I'm finna cop that double R done cause I don't believe in ghosts. No, and Lord knows these niggas hate. And I don't fuck with peas, but keep a pocket full of bait. I just keep on buying what they like, young nigga, use Christ. I be getting this shit and flipping that shit and spinning that shit and stacking that shit in favor. Yeah, I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200, baby. I be chasing coins like running, baby, I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200, baby. I be chasing coins like running, baby, I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, I be getting to that bag, get into that bag. I be getting to that bag, get into that bag. I be getting to that bag, get into that bag. I be getting to that bag. I just made a bag.
What?
I be getting to that money every goddamn day. I just stuffed another 100 in my goddamn case. Pun money, I ain't worried about no goddamn case. God can't even stop it, I want that chopper in your face. Whack her up with no problem, smoke them broad day chill like they day. Yeah, smoke your ass like a roster, I hang with shivers, they don't play. These niggas down bad, they starving, but me, you know I can't relate.
I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200, baby. I be chasing coins like running, baby, I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, I'm all about my money, baby, I get money, baby. Yeah, my chopper hold 100, my car go 200. Baby.
I be chasing coins like running, baby. I be running, baby. I be chasing after money, baby.
I get money, baby.
Are you really my enemy?
Are you really my enemy?
Or are you my real enemy? Or do we have a common enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens,
reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
For wrong, these niggas, man. Damn shame. Nigga do anything to impress another nigga.
Demon on a nigga, that's some fuck shit. Fuck talking shit behind my back, man, that's some fuck shit. Fuck shit. Niggas be ready to kill by pussy, that's some fuck shit. See him out in public, they be friendly, that's some fuck shit. Fuck shit. Demon on a nigga, that's some fuck shit. Fuck talking shit behind my back, man, that's some fuck shit. Niggas be ready to kill by pussy, that's some fuck shit. Me, I'm out in public, they be friendly, that's some fuck shit. I don't give a fuck on who you is or where you from, dawg. Cross the wrong line and I'ma have your shit knocked off. Everybody gangsters till you catch them in the trenches, man. Pull that thing gone and watch it purge it like a kitten, man. Niggas pulling pistols, popping niggas for that pussy hole. These bitches tricking niggas, getting them set up for that Peter roll. I be solo dolo every day just like I'm supposed to be. And I wouldn't give a damn if we family don't sit in back of me. Hell yeah, I'm perfect. No, I want wrong move and I'm busting my ass. I don't trust not now one of you motherfuckers and I ain't lying. I'm sipping gin and I'm at the graveyard talking to a magnolia. She I say that she real proud of me, but watch the one hate on ya. These niggas out here phoning, these bitches out here lonely. Somewhere fucking with another bitch cause you niggas done switched on them. Whatever happened to the good old days when the nigga didn't have to go through no maze. Now everybody got a filter like a photo page. Then it wasn't worth still in the cage. Been on a nigga, that's some fuck shit. Fuck, talking shit behind my back, man, that's some fuck shit. Fuck, niggas be ready to kill by pussy, that's some fuck shit. See, I'm out in public, they be friendly, that's some fuck shit. Fuck, scheming on a nigga, that's some fuck shit. Fuck, talking shit behind my back, man, that's some fuck shit. Fuck, niggas be ready to kill by pussy, that's some fuck shit. See, I'm out in public, they be friendly, that's some fuck shit. Fuck,
man, you niggas ain't real, bro. Somebody done lied to your ass, boy. Everybody wanna be a gangster. Yeah, okay. That ain't even gangster money. Won't you try to pursue your motherfucking dreams or something? Be what you know you're supposed to be, nigga. We need lawyers and doctors. These niggas out here is nurses any motherfucking way. Don't even know it. Yeah. Keep it real with yourself, partner. You ain't gotta impress me. You feel me? I ain't no motherfucking gangster, my nigga. I'm a motherfucking businessman. Trust that. Peace, sway, sway, sway. Sway the nigga. Know what it is? I gotta get that motherfucking paper, boy. Yeah. You niggas think cause you got a pistol and a couple dollars. Gangster, gangster. Yeah, alright, nigga. Take your ass to Watts or Brooklyn with that bullshit. Get your ass Peter Rowe. Bitch ass.
Are you really my enemy?
Are you really my enemy?
Or are you my real enemy? Or do we have a common enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Iced out Nexus. My girl got a girlfriend, don't fuck with niggas, she sexist. I bet she get me done before we even get to the exit. Get money, then we exit. Ain't about money to exit. Counting backwards, I'm dyslexic. Got bad bitches addressing. I got bottles in my section. I got more that's coming, bring another one, I keep them guessing. Your homies ain't your homies anymore, they just some guessmen. Put on the gas, I press it. I'm blowing gas and pressure. She holding back confessions. Put two middle fingers up, say fuck your life. Made more money then you win your fucking life. Fucking life. She don't want you, dog. She wanna fuck your life. Fuck your life. Ain't nobody hating on you. Fuck your life. Fuck your cars. Fuck your ice. Fuck that bitch. Don't fuck you right. Fuck that nigga. He won't fight. Fuck the 12. We out on sight. Fuck your team. Fuck your stripe. Fuck your boss if he don't like. And I know I'm fucking right. Fuck your dog. Fuck your life. Iced out Nexus. My girl got a girlfriend. Don't fuck with niggas. She sexist. Hop in. She get me done before we even get to the exit. Get money. Then we exit. Ain't about money to exit. Counting backwards, I'm dyslexic. Got bad bitches addressing. I got bottles in my section. I got more that's coming, bring another one, I keep them guessing. Your homies ain't your homies anymore, they just some guessmen. Put on the gas, I press it. I'm blowing gas and pressure. She holding back confession. I learned my lesson, yeah. Y'all can keep the rest of it. No matter where I'm at, y'all niggas get pressed. Leave the crib, I'm getting pressed. Cardiac under arrest. Yeah, yeah, I'm smoking the best. Yeah, yeah, I'm higher than the rest. Yeah, yeah, it's time to invest. Yeah, yeah, gold in the flesh. Yeah, yeah, they love our dress. Yeah, yeah, man of the year. Yeah, yeah, Robbie directions. Yeah, yeah, constantly flexing. Yeah, you in the comedy section. Yeah, yeah, man of the year. Yeah, Iced out
yeah.
Nexus. My girl got a girlfriend. Don't fuck with niggas, she sexist. Hop in, she get me done before we even get to the exit. Get money, then we exit. Ain't about money to exit. Counting backwards, I'm dyslexic. Got bad bitches addressing. I got bottles in my section. I got more that's coming. Bring another one, I keep them guessing. Your homies ain't your homies anymore, they just some guessmen. Put on the gas, I press it. I'm blowing gas and pressure. She holding back confession.
Business, ain't no Glock involved. My mind so fucked up, I see murder chilling in the boat. Talk on the net, I make my thoughts go flat as heart. Real stuff, he got six souls, he a creature. Cross the Gary's day, he don't get no fuck, he tryna leave some. Niggas know what happened about 4-9 when he bleed. Fuck up in the hole, my bro putting niggas on the teeth. Killing all the rats, I'm robbing all the robbers. I'm real trap star from Vulture Island. Alright, don't move wrong in this bitch, I've been a stock son. Alright, the way he swing his ridge, you think he rocks. Alright, the track hawk starts down like it's fighting. Alright, I'm cheating with my main hole right on side me. Alright, yee yee, lot of money, lot of cars, lot of drugs, yee yee. Niggas talking, take his head, clean off, yee yee. Miley, Miley, yee yee. Miley water, yee yee. Drug states, yee yee. Fuck me harder, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee. Yeah, stick that ass, bitch. Bleed how I bleed. I'm used to putting bitches on their knees, nigga. She tryna throw a sign and throw a V. Alright, you tryna fuck a boss, then fuck with me, bitch. Alright, I'm getting to that cheddar, to that cheese, nigga. Did a 10-piece in the fairs like he a chicken. Cover my face after we fuck, I don't kiss her. Tell her food, I'm just a product of the trenches.
strength, yeah. I spent a thousand on these sweats, I don't even wanna take them off. I spent a thousand on this pussy, I think I'm gonna fuck her up. This Burberry hoodie cause me a bag, yeah. I put up feelings in my lap, nigga, yeah. I'm coming straight from out the trap, nigga, yeah. A piece cost 28, he paid his pussy late. I'm trying to dust a case. Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap.
It's the remix. I might trip out on my fence so you can't follow me.
Nope.
It's whole goat, her nigga don't know she really for the streets. Ain't too much rapping, ain't no posting, that's my type of beef. You ready to try this shit and die with it, that's fine with me. Alright, lost it all before and went and got it back. Alright, I got a record deal but I'm still getting X. Alright, them young niggas do drill inside a stolen track house. Alright, if you ain't got no cash, it's your fault, real God. She get on her knees, I answer all her prayers. He a fraud, I can go back to the block if all else fails. Real sharp, big homie Ben taught me how to be a player. New house got an elevator, come from gambling on the stairs. Pack in, they done sent so much money for wham, this shit on back order. Really on some 100 M's a year, shit, I just act normal. Really wanna show them how I feel, but I just let it be. Young bitch keep a pole, but she on strip, she with the fuckery. A lot of niggas know to keep it cordial, cause they can't fuck with me. Youngness on the bottom of the gun, I keep fuck on me. Yee yee, she won't win a fucker with no rubber on. Yee yee, I'ma pay whatever to get my brother home. Yee yee, we got all these guns, it ain't no one-on-one. Yee yee, we gon' come however niggas wanna come.
Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap. Make that ass clap.
Everybody forgot about me and the work I put in. I ain't get the credit that I supposed to get on my end. All time is sitting in, but I'ma mind my business. The hottest youngin' since YB, the hottest out my city. I'm writing song with no beat, I'm doing poetry. My letter to the streets, I feel that they owe a G. I y'all them hits I gave, but it wasn't enough, I see. I put it in their face until they get enough of me. I'm underrated and most hated, I've been most neglected. Staying patient and complacent, that's my hardest lesson. I gotta face it, they too faced it and they face it. One minute they love me, they hate me, they be second guessing. Only thing I need, God and my family. On my knees praying what I want, come to me. A man with love out the depths, I don't wanna be. I just wanna get my flowers before I rest in peace. Long nights, deep thoughts while I'm on the road. Early morning, long talks, only God knows. The path he gave me is different, gotta stay strong. Pressure bust pipes, but it never broke bones. I be working all night, I think it's 10 a.m. I'm barely moving off of sleep, so don't play with him. I sell herbs through the day until it's 8 p.m. And after that, I'm clutching on a 9-double-M. Different women, different cities, in the same position. Only got time for a quickie in the life I'm living. Overthinking every step, I'm moving with precision. Don't move equal self, that's a life decision. Gotta be a role model, I got 2 children. Got a son on the way, God too willing. Clover going on 2, cause she too pretty. I wanna have a few kids, I don't care how many. One life, one love, one pipe. Shoot till there's no slugs, till there's no slugs. Get that McLaren and drop the top down. They hate to see us up now. It's all bad, but all good. One life, one love, one pipe. Shoot till there's no slugs. Get that McLaren and drop the top down. They hate to see us up now. It's all bad, but all good.
I was born for more than y'all seen with success. Thanking God for every day and every breath, man, I feel blessed. If you tell me that you love me, better say it with your chest. If you got hit in your heart, you better put that shit to rest. If no one standing 10 toes behind you, I would. Even when they told me no, no, I do what I could. No, I never gave in on somebody I love. I just wish they did the same when it come to my love. Cause I know the life is hard. And we cry sometimes, so we might wanna die sometimes. But we gotta stay strong, even when it's easy to fall. I know that it gets easy to fall, yeah. I ain't giving in, and I ain't giving up. I'm banging on the wall, I'm making them open up. My life is a movie, feeling like Benny Siegel. They calling it the truth, you can catch it at the Regal. No, I'm not the type to run, standing 10 on my pressure. Fight the rainy days, cause I knew it gets better. Not easy to crack, can't get on my mind. I knew my time was coming, I just stuck to the grind, yeah. I was born for more than y'all, she wants success. Taking God for every day and every breath, man, man, I feel blessed. If you tell me that you love me, better stay with your chest. If you got hit in your heart, you better put that shit to rest. If no one's standing 10 toes behind you, I would. Even when they told me no, no, I do what I could. No, I never gave in on somebody I love. I just wish they did the same when it come in my lung.
But I ain't one of you niggas thinking that them bitches diss. Dancing in the dark, they 2-3 until it clicks. Everything I ever want, we scratch it off the list. And for them pocket watch joggers, bitch, I'm still having shit. Built out the lot like skirt, make the back of that bitch kiss. Send a big with a bad bitch, I'm rolling weed and sucking dick. Bugatti with the 1K doing, just to let it glitz. Kill a whale up in that water, bitch, I eat up all the fish. Niggas out here silly floating, call that filter gold. I walk alone, but you know clan them be everywhere I go. If I'm by myself, I gotta have that chopper somewhere close. Nigga, you know how that go, it's like the devil on my shoulder. Demon walking with me, pistol on my lap. Pray cause I be sinning. They was showing love, but wasn't no hating of beginning. I guess when you get some recognition, niggas get to switching. On my mama's son, Terry raised the youngest done. What's $1 million as a toddler, knew I wanted one. Kept flipping that M dollar for dollar, turn me to a robber. Me just an AJ on the block looking for lick. Come here for find them. My backpack kept a body who full of route. While I was the youngest, buddy, I always had the biggest scalp. Nigga trying to keep up with the clan, we said to run it out. Get mad, I hear the rumors. But what the fuck you talking about? Stop that time down. Knock him down. You know you ain't clean, ain't with the brand, don't even come around. My young niggas fucked up, they tie you up and take your pound. Be on it every time, I gotta make it home safe and sound. This ain't no diss, I'm talking shit. But I ain't one of you niggas thinking that them bitches diss. Dancing in the dark, they 2-3 until it clicks. Everything I ever want, we scratch it off the list. And for them pocket watch joggers, bitch, I'm still having shit. Built out the lot like skirt, make the back of that bitch kiss. Send a big with a bad bitch, I'm rolling weed and sucking dick. Bugatti with the 1K doing just to let it glitz. Kill a whale up in that water, bitch, I eat up all the fish.
I'm saying, though, I come from Oakland, straight up.
On them Yiggies, you dead me soon as I hop out. I made niggas turn in the gamers, they ain't won't pop out. I know one just had to taste it once, he knew it was a knockout. Rapping being one of my talents, shit I never thought that. I was slabbing with a dead, trying to hit out man soon as he walked out. Since he passed, I've been missing my brother bad, so I've been living fast. I was buying bodies way before I bought a bitch of ass. Do the plug bad, run off soon as I run up my tab. A made nigga, I sent 10 hits in 2020. I'm a grave filler, real cocaine flipper, hang hitter. Hopefully the junkie don't say this shit tastes different. Made a million in the pandemic, I took a picture on Gotti's page with it. 5500 red zone gang, remember it?
Man, you play too big.
5500 red zone gang, remember it?
I say it's nigga only mad because I'm realer than him.
So nigga, keep me out the mix. Hermos in the watch, a double lost him on the bricks. Thought he was a problem, but you know I got it fixed. 10 bands, call him 10 man. Cause all it takes is 10 bands for the hitman. I'm so rich, quarter billion in it documented. I hope you're not offended, cause I'm by my business. I got 1,000 bitches, my money number one. Fuck how you brothers feel. I do this for my sons, fuck how they mothers feel. Drop by in broad day, not trying to parlay. I got on all my jewels, we in the dark days. Fuck niggas dropping dead, chopper with chopper head. I give her shopping bread, she give me sloppy head. You know she in my DM, praying she get to see him. I let her roll the smoke, he kind of fall asleep.
DJ Noise.
Rock bounce, smelling what I'm cooking, put the rock down. That bitch used to fuck with us, she a op now.
Black bitch fucking B, her skin, she selling beans. Who on for 17, 1,000 under 11 G's. F shake, exact, no, a nigga meth, yes, rapper wear. I sell dog, and I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, stress, circle squares, and I'm solid rep, quarter large. This bitch ain't hard, she try not to stir. I don't care, I done dumped on niggas with they mama there. I'ma jump out first, you know I never been no follower.
I say the under swallower, supreme truth, pot of purse. I don't trust a bitch, so if I slip, my youngest still alert. Rapper second, killer first, my high quality in Venice shirts. What's the next one in the dirt? Little homie and cousin, I'm young. Big Sprite, they muddy.
12
uncles, they nutty. We been killing for money.
Yeah, we been killing for nothing. Bird face in public. Let's get back for our brother. Nigga been not asking nothing. Back up, been not touching. Niggas get killed for clutching. Niggas die before they blink their eyes. Ain't even see me up in here with spot in across my eyes. I ain't even get the fuck. I was high. We just met one time. I told this bitch I love her.
And I told this bitch is fucker. Can't get me, gotta do my brother. Count to three, after three. I'm dumping, bumping, jump, fuck him. Yelling free Ree, I'm still yelling free me. E-E-S-E, free the shiners, exotic V. Got C's, I ain't Danny. Fuck niggas been trying me, ain't no put it behind me. I'm on this shit for real, ain't jumping on no deals. Before I was counting M's, I was keeping up with drills. I know what you ain't did, and I know that you ain't built for smoke. So why you playing with a nigga who done killed before? We still young. Thuggin', yellin' free all my brothers, yeah. Yellin' free all the shiners that died for wearing diamonds. Look, hey, see you, baby. Huh? Huh? Look, sheesh.
Yeah, it's an OG call.
OG, y'all already know what it is.
Go. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Lost in any streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama.
Run niggas down like a savage. Freezy going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can't stand it. Damn my nigga we see had a kilo. Damn I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent, make it reload. Just for my grips and my hunters. Niggas in gardens with my bounders. Watch ghost nigga eat like hustle. Pound sipping in and out of towners. Niggas round me, nigga itching. Pay the right mind, nigga missing. Nigga bitches missing in their kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm vicious. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Lost in any streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Getting to the wall like I'm Gucci. 10-17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga throwback. Your nigga paid you to it. Message to my jackets and my robbers. I can see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in a goblin. Too legit like I'm Hammer. Hip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money by respect is what I stand on. Real niggas recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to the seat. You niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Lost in the streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. What up?
We interrupt this episode to bring to you an important news. Now in the making.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lion, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK.
Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Jarama. Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacot. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway full of wisdom on the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And the Earthling J.
And we are Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk, so keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the crew. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning into Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer, you feel?
Greetings, planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, give me my story. Phone your posse and tell your mama, this is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Shelly, can you hear me? Maddie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Hey, Shelly, what episode is this? I forget. You programmed it. It's like, I know it's season 15. Anyway, it's in the hundreds. I'm on welcoming everybody to our show. And last week, if you called in, you heard Spanish music, that was me. I was just doing a Noche de Ritmo Noche de Musico Romantica. I was doing some Latin, salsa, and bachata. Anyway, we got a special guest. We got Mariah Candy in the building. But before we get to our guest, say that again?
Mariah Caney.
Oh, Caney. Okay, well, I'm sure she will correct me. Anyway, before we do that, we always like to give some announcements, chop it up, maybe now and then give a little Power Talk. They haven't done that in a while, where we give some advice. So I'm going to do some today. But before I do that, ladies first, any news going on in your neck of the woods? Anything you'd like to report on, Shelly?
We're starting on our fourth month of being on Power Talk with Sideways, Rochelle's and Maddie M. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow.
And
it seemed like you just started last week,
believe.
4 months. What?
Yeah,
go
you're
ahead.
Not going to believe who our guest is coming up. You will be shocked.
Well, tell me.
I can't tell you right now.
Okay, you tell me offline later on. Okay, I'm glad. Maddie, anything? How was Mulatto's concert up there in Canada?
It was good, man. It was good.
What happened?
Can't complain at all. No, it was a good show, man. It was really good.
Okay.
And with me, nothing really. Just another day of being beautiful. You know how it rolls. But
yeah.
Good to hear your voice, man.
Yours too, brother. Yours too. Real quick, Prophet's in the building. Prophet, what goes on in your neck of the woods? What's going on?
Oh, man. What's up, everybody?
What up, Pete?
What's up, Maddie?
What's up, Prophet?
Shells, Shells, know what I am. Yankee, if you're listening, what up? Know what I'm saying? I hollered at her earlier today. She's doing all right. Let's see, my neck of the woods. I'm excited about the Kush Crinkle situation. I'm going to let you tell that. Boy, that's a dope situation right there.
Since you're one of the A&Rs and you road manager, you can do it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, your boy Kush Crinkle, 1017 Brick Squad Mafia official. He's going to be dropping the single On Go. Everything getting completed. This shit going to be ready. I hope y'all ready to be on grabbing this motherfucker. We finna be pushing this shit like crazy. Radio, you better be ready to grab everything. All you DJs out there, y'all better be ready. Because you know what it is. You know how we move. So shout out to Kush. Your shit coming. It's your season, baby. You know what I mean?
So everybody know, we got this semester, you guys know I done had a whole slew of artists come and go. Some blew up and some, where they at? Anyway,
yeah.
I decided this chapter in the 1017 Brick Squad, not to get a whole bunch, but to handle a few. And every artist, before you guys hear them, they go to almost a year of artist development. The first one that we put out there was Batman Zay. And let me tell you something. He went to South by Southwest and came back charged. He's doing shows in California, getting bookings. I mean, that experience,
yeah.
I'm telling you, all artists go to them type of events, them type of forget going to some concert to see your favorite artist. You need to go to these events in which you can network. Rub shoulders
mm-hmm.
with and get to talk. Rolling Loud is a good one, but that's if you're going to perform. It's too huge. You know, you're either going to be the audience or are you backstage. And if you ain't nobody important, you're not backstage. Trust me. Okay. I always go backstage, of course. So, South by Southwest to me is the number one event in which you can rub shoulders with up and coming artists who are already out there, and really the movers and shakers, the people who sign their checks, the people who put them on. You guys think these
mm-hmm.
artists do it all? No, it's the people behind. It's like Shelly and Maddie, what they do for me. You guys see me, I'm a face. But without them, without profit, it's the things that go on behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Personalities, we have a short shelf life. We either get tired, we get super rich, we get bored, or some cases, we disappear into obscurity. But the people behind the scenes, they're constantly, let's do our next Mac drama. Let's do our next Gucci Man, our next Waka Flocka, okay? Let's do our next Major D Star. Let's do our next V the Ruler, okay? Let's do our next Kane, you know what I mean? So that's how it's done. Now, before I continue, somebody hit me in my inbox. You know, we have interns and several other people on my social media, but surprise, surprise, I'm active. And on the weekends, our company phone is forwarded to my cell phone. You know, I never answer it, but I like to see what's going on, at least have some type of belief that I'm still the captain of this ship, which I'm really not. I got a lot of people who do things now. I'm just a figurehead. So someone said, hey, Mac, Gucci, they added both of us. Man, I paid somebody some money. And they said I could get signed. And it's a young kid. I feel sorry for this young kid. It's not a lot of money. He paid
$40.
Oh, yeah.
$40. Let me tell you something. I said, dude, well, at least you ain't out a lot. I know some people that have been out thousands, you know, bogus with bogus A&Rs. I remember one time Gucci was on tour and he's coming to Arizona. And then he's managed by my homeboy, Twin K. So somebody was on Facebook acting like they're Twin K. So Gucci features $150, $250. They was cleaning up. I said, y'all really think Gucci could give a feature for $150? Y'all are stupid. The cheapest feature I was able to do for Gucci was 50 racks. The most expensive was almost $300,000. Okay, I was like, and this is when he was at the height, you know what I mean? Right when he came home from prison. And even now he's still popping. I was like, people, if it's too good to be true, it's not true. And let me tell you something. Think about it. Do you think you could ride with Bill Gates for $40 and be part of his inner team and sit down with his mastermind or be with Elon Musk, you know what I mean, for $150? Come on, these people have what's called intellectual capital. They have a brand. They have an establishment. So to get from there to there, it's not cheap. Now, I could connect the dots. You pay enough money, I'll put you in front of Adele. You know what I mean? There's a way to do it. It's going to cost you. Where I'm at now, I spent about two. I start out, it used to be $50,000 to get on. I spent almost close to $200,000. Maddie spent, who knows, because he helped artists. And people don't understand, you're rich. Let me tell you something. Music don't make me rich. What music does is give me opportunities. It opens doors to other ventures. A lot of you guys don't know, all this verification shit going on now is so easy. It's because of an article I wrote. How you people are verified on Google is because of an article I wrote. I'm a Google scholar. A lot of you guys don't know. Things like that open up doors for me to leverage and get some real money, okay? I became friends with one of the chief data scientists way back in the early part of my career, thanks to CBJ, the consultant. We have to dedicate our whole episodes and everything to him. Rest in peace. And back then, I invested in crypto. A few thousand dollars, and I only touched it one time. Bitcoin, do the math, okay? So I say this to say, fame doesn't equal fortune, but fame equals opportunity to make fortune. Okay, remember that. So when people think that you could come next to people like Shelly, Maddie, or me, maybe if you see me in a club, but it's not that easy. Because if it's that easy, everybody would do it. And even there's a pecking order. Even there's some people I got to get in line to get next to, believe it or not. So I remember I told one body, there's nobody I can't get to, and they said, prove it. I got them a factual cost to book Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga. Real quotes. Just to show them, I know somebody that knows somebody. You know what I mean? And so, and I charged them. Just to, you know, because they couldn't afford it, but what they did had, I took. You don't waste my time. But I say to people, the point is, it's a business. Your music only matters once you get through that door. And if your business is shoddy, well, you heard of them one-hit wonders or people, you heard they have a couple songs and Juicy J. You don't hear these people no more. Yeah, they tour, make little shows, but they don't make no hits no more, okay, because their business is not in order. So learn the craft, learn the business. And if your music is great, like Michael Jackson or Prince or Gucci or Drake or, you know, E-40, you know, those are some of my favorite artists, or T.I., then, yeah, your longevity shelf life will be a lot longer, and you have opportunities to cash out. So I just want to make that be known. Okay, now.
And can I say something real quick with that, Angie?
Yeah.
And to the artists out there, if you're paying $40 to get next to somebody, you need paperwork and see what you're signing and who you're signing with and research. Everybody's
even
got
the
Google.
Paperwork can be bogus. It can be fake contracts.
Yeah,
it's
everybody's got
out there.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
It's about reference, introductions, proven. It's about knowing who you are. So when it comes to all this verification and blue check, all that don't mean shit, people. It's a digital ID saying you are who the fuck you say you are. It don't mean you're super bad, you're super rich, or you're super famous, okay? It just means that's the real motherfucking Mac Drama. That's the real Shell. That's the real Mac. That is Waka Flocka. That's all. It's not no Sergeant. So don't think of it, because they got that. Let me tell you something. I'm street certified, and that's priceless. Only blue check I really want is the one I could cash and deposit in the bank. You feel me?
Yeah, real talk.
Other than that, people know
man,
who I am.
Everybody,
you know?
Yeah.
You can hear my voice right here. So, I mean, now for businesses and news desks, at one time I was a go-to person for every person who was a journalist to get verified on Twitter. You know what I mean? Because they have to be credible, because you got to know that what's coming from their mouth is the true source and not some hearsay. Okay, that's all. That's all. And businesses, you know, is that really 1017 Bush Guard Records? Is that really Top Star Hip Hop Radio? Is that really M.Dot Clothing? You know, and not some bootleg company on the side. That's all. Other than that, folks, deal with people legitimately, established, relate. Most real good businesses built on relationships. Okay, the kind you can buy and leave, that's called retail. Okay. I get all my stuff wholesale because I got great relationships. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to read this email real quick. Hold on. Let me see if I got another one here. Hold on. Okay, who's this from? From someone named JC. My name is Jason from Detroit. I have a God-given talent. I rap and I write. I just don't have the funds to put behind a career because it's just me. And I have a family to provide. So if you got family to provide, you need to stop doing music, brother. Because this shit don't pay everybody like you think it does. Get education, get a job, then take care of your family. I'm being honest. And I responded.
No, I was just waiting, man. I was just
Hold on, let me finish. Now, I responded, it takes money to do this, and we don't run a charity, okay? Then he said, I'm not looking for a charity. He said, don't get me wrong, impression. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not trying to get money from you. I'm just trying to rap and work with WAP. Half the roster, I'm better than can pin my own lines. Okay. Well, still, to get to that level, it costs money, brother. It costs work effort. It costs relationships. I mean, you can't jump ahead of the line. Again, I'm going to say, have a good day. Maybe you can prove me wrong. There have been a few people who have proved me wrong, who I walked past and said, nah. Ace Hood is one of them. I could have managed him, but I said, nah, that nigga's too black and ugly. Look at him. Okay. For real. Okay. Hey, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he likes you, baby.
Though, I'm going to say this. The Rex Squad roster right now, you got Bam MJ, you've got Kush Kringle, you've got Cincy Cairo. I can't remember the other
one. We got Main Ingredient.
Main Product.
She's crazy as a motherfucker.
Mulatto.
I love you, Main Product. Isis is. You know what I'm saying? I got something to say. I got a shitload of people that been trying to hit me up to be able to get on and stuff like that. Let me break it down to y'all what I be looking at. One, your following. If we go and we set and we say we putting out a show and let's give it 3 weeks. How many people would you actually have to turn out and show up at your show?
Yeah, like legit following, man. You know what I mean? Like how many people are going to show up at the show, you know?
I want to see that.
Starting off, like not even Twitter shit, legit shit. Like be there.
Legit shit. People going to show up. The other thing I got to say is on top of that, when Mac was saying to take money to make money, that's exactly what it is. The quality of your music, it better not suck. You coming as some pros. This the real leagues. You know what I mean? Don't come with no sucky music. Put some money behind your stuff. You want us to put money behind it? You want us to invest? You want us to get graphics? You want us to get promo? All that type of stuff. Yo, show you worth the quality. Also, be consistent. Don't just come with something and that's it. Nah. Now, understand this. In order for you to have those shows, in order for you to get that quality, you level up. All right, so here's how you do it. What you do is you take your butt, you go and you find a producer, you find a studio, you get it in, and you get to cracking. Or you get online, you go and find beats online, and you get it in. Get legit beats. You can copyright stuff. You can get a master to. That way, if a label comes to you, they can buy the track or sign you or do whatever they want to do right then and there. Don't have to go through no fuss. Ain't got to contact nobody about nothing. Because once that start getting into play, label ain't playing that. It costs money. You take your time away. Rather get somebody that's not a headache on top of that headache part. Don't be hard to work with. All right? You new to this. We coming at you on some shit like we going to give you the tools. These are the tools you need to be successful. Okay, you was in college. You was doing this shit. It's like the NBA. You was in college. You was doing this shit. You had this shit popping. All right, now you with the pros. Now ain't nobody playing with you. The referees is a little bit more, you know, letting some shit go. You getting developed. You getting pushed around. You getting shoved around. You got to find your spot. You got to find your place. You got to toughen up. Get your weight up. You got to be able to jump up there for the boards. You can't be playing around, just standing around looking at everybody. You got to be moving. Same thing. You get on the team, you got to be moving. Batman Zay, what are you doing? Moving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Getting them shows together, getting a project together. He on the single with Kush. Shout out to KJ De Niro. He one of the artists I'm putting on the team.
Oh, yeah. We got a new artist coming out of Arkansas. His name is, how you say his name?
KJ De Niro.
KJ De Niro. He's in the works. You guys will be seeing this young man soon. But he got there. Long relationships. Been going back and forth with various departments of Brisk Squad, but he finally got heard. You know, he put in that work, and he's maintaining it. He's consistent. Now, real quick, before you guys, let me read this to you. I found the letter. Let me read this real quick. Let me continue. This is important. Where's it at? Okay. So, what the hell? All right. Oh no, it's in the other email. It's in the Give me 1 second. I talked to myself.
I'm gonna say this real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say this real quick. You have to invest to progress. That's what I tell everybody. You have to invest to progress. And, you know, like OG said, they've done South by Southwest. Brick Squad is showing up there. Sin City is going to TAP 2023. You know, they've got shows lined up. Mulatto's had shows. Main Product just came out with some new music a few weeks ago. You know, you got to be working, and you can't just make a song and then wait a year and make another song.
Right.
No.
Okay. Hold on. So here we go. I saw this on the inbox. I'm one of the interns showed me. Then I got the email. They gave me and said, "Matt Drama, what's up? Hoping I can get this to you. Really been trying to coordinate from the right people." So I know you work with 1017 label. I have messaged the new 1017 on Twitter by the name of Queen City Cole. Boom, boom. Queen City Cole? That's a guy with a name, Queen City Cole. I find that questionable. Anyway, been told since I was a kid this major deal will happen to me. In fact, it's what I pray on, and my God tells me and puts a sign on it. Drama. I have this message of Gucci saying he would love to add me to the team and the single Trapped in Pain. He said the song was hard. The person on the Twitter page told me if I was to send $50, then it would get me signed or would put in that word. Well, hold on. Don't laugh. It's sad. So fast forward, he ended giving me a number, which was a 404 number, and I can send it through to you. I was already supposed to have been signed with this label. It was my attention. My intuition tells me so deep. All my numbers even line up to 1017. People really be tripping out this brand, I'm telling you, which adds up to be a 9. And I was born on the 9th month, which is September. I've been patient and patient. I've been reached out numerous of times by the label, but only to see it's a scam. Like now, you get scammed, brother. My single, Trapped in Pain, is on all platforms. Please get back with me. And then we responded, fool, do you really think $40, I thought $40, will have you signed? That's insane. This is a business, a professional business. Then they say, hey, give us a call. You know, we want to school this young man. So then he said, Matt Drama, what's up? Hoping I could get this to you. And he reiterates, you know, he didn't know I looked at the DM. So I know you work with 1017. I messed up a bump. Okay, so he repeats what he said there. Okay, and then he sent a text. He said, I'm going to shoot you a text. I did appreciate you for checking on this for me. This is all I got, yo. I live for this 1017, and rep was the only purpose. I know it's a lot more. I want to say this for all my people depending. My none of my niggas ain't living right. They all depending on me. Well, I'm sorry. They depending on you. That's they fucked up because anyway, you need some education, brother, and some knowledge. And I'm saying that reality check. And I mean, if you're the smartest one, damn, I feel sorry for them niggas. I'm being honest. A lot of these young niggas ain't got no home training, no life skills. But what T. Rogers used to do on the Cyborg University, he used to teach these young men and women basic skills of living because their daddy ain't around, their mom ain't around, in prison, on drugs, or dead, or whatever happened. You know, this is the result of all these years of the United States oppressing black people still, especially with the crack epidemic and everything. These are the fallouts, getting their moms and dads who was, I remember before crack, the American black household was a thriving household. Father worked, mother worked, it took kids, God-fearing. Then the drugs destroyed all that. Okay?
Right.
Read Free Ray Rick, the real Free Ray Rick Ross, read his book. He's instrumental in that, being manipulated by the DEA, FBI, and the Ronald Reagan administration so they could fund arms during the Iran-Contra Sandinista shit going on in Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. I was around all that shit. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, This might be crack babies. Here we go right here. Now, and I don't mean that his mom was on crack. I mean the result, the fallout of all that. It's still, go to Detroit. Go to Newark. Go to Baltimore. There's still cities trying to recover from crack to this day. And now you got the methamphetamine. But that's hitting white neighborhoods, and that's a health hazard. It's not criminalized. You know, privilege is a motherfucker when you're white. Now, let me see. He said, all right, I know it was good to be true, big bro. I'm going to hit you on the cell. I'm in a hospital, big bro. I've been here for 4 days now trying to recover and shake back. I have a single called 1017, Perfect Timing. And this song is dedicated to you, Gucci Mane, and the whole 1017. It's a real deal hit, and I wouldn't talk just to talk to very big. This will be huge, 44. My mark is on this. This is the label I belong to. I know I prayed many times. I've asked too many times. But you know what, bro? Your dream's going to come true because what I will do is play your music, play that song, push it for you,
yeah,
and maybe release it for you just to give you that type of closure because you did, your story touches me. And let's give him a call quick. Hold on. Let's call this nigga. Hold on. Let me write down his number.
Because I'm like, I got it. Is that nigga, is he talking?
Right.
I mean, he goes in depth in this, you know. Most people say, Tommy. That's why I don't answer my phone. Hold on, 90. They all say, man, I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth. I need $1 million.
Yeah.
So do I. Hold on a second. Let me get a second. I appreciate everybody's patience before we get to the guest. All right. Where's the phone at? Okay. 864 TV answer 784. Now my dad said, if opportunity comes to knock in, you better answer that door, even if your butt ass naked. Now if he don't answer the phone, I'm like, dude, you had your opportunity. He did ask. Hold on. 864-784. Oh, let's see what happens.
Give people real opportunities and play. Yeah, I'm not fucking. Come on, man.
This is crazy.
Hello.
Yo, is this Queen City Cole?
Yes.
What's happening? Do you know who I am?
No, sir. Who is this?
This is OG Mac Drama from 1017 Brisquad. And you're live on my podcast, on my radio podcast that streams globally throughout the world. It has already had over 4.5 million all-time listeners. So a lot of people are listening to us right now.
Man?
So, I don't mean to put you on blast, but I shared your story with them. I told them how this young man thought he could get signed to a major independent label for some, you know, a few bucks. But your passion of what you're doing came through. And your last email about you have a song. So we're going to give you one chance.
Okay.
We'll take your song and make sure it's mixed and mastered properly. And we'll release it through the label. All proceeds is yours. Now, if you blow up on it, your dream come true. If not, at least you have your opportunity to try to shake and bake because your story reached to me. Okay, everybody, say what's up to the young man. Hey, tell us a little
what
about
up?
Yourself.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
But before you, everybody, introduce yourself. Let the young man know who you are, beginning with Shelly.
Yo, I'm Maddie M. I'm OG's manager. I'm Maddie M. I'm his co-host on the show, man. It's good to hear your voice. Didn't think you'd pick up,
you
man.
You too, sir. You too, sir. Very, very amazing.
Maddie, tell him about your background. I want him to learn that people, very important people, are here. And it's not easy to get people like us in this type of access. So let them know your whole background, Maddie. Everybody who talks to him, let them know. Go ahead, Maddie. Tell them exactly
whole background?
Yeah.
Well, I started music. I'm CEO of Maddie M Management, creator of M. Clothing. I'm a radio host on this show and another one. I've been associated with 1017 Briscoe for a while, with Kongvit for a while. Yeah,
go
got 15 artists underneath me. So, yeah, that's basically that.
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel that. I like that.
Now, go ahead, Shelly.
Okay. I'm Shelly Feld, and I have been in music since I've done music my whole life, but I started ghostwriting when I was 14 years old, and I became doing management a few years ago where I did a six-month tour in 36 states. I've managed, I think when I fired everybody last year, I had 17 or 18 people I was managing. I've managed Coolboy. I've managed LOE Cartel. I've managed a lot of them. I mean, Sin City Cairo, which is signed with Rick Squad now. I'm also the programming director for Rick Squad.
Tell them about a lot of the artists who you work with, too, from across the country.
Yeah, I work with people all over the country, like Frost. He's from Kansas City. I work with Show Gutta. Which is from California, Criminal. And So Gutta, you can look him up with Kendrick Lamar. He did an interview with him. He was also in his Be Humble video and his King Kunta video. As
tell him about my homeboy who'll be touring with Sugar Free.
Yeah, Coolboy is Sugar Free's pop locker, and he is with Death Row Records now. And so he also has been in over 300 videos. He goes from every genre. You can catch him in Dirty OGs. Any pretty much any of the West Coast rap artists he's been in, Twisted Insane, all of them. And I do Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M on Wednesday right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. And then I am here on Thursdays because I am programming director.
Right. Okay. Then I like that, man. I like that so much. You guys are very inspiring people. Like, this
hold
really
on. We're not done yet. Prophet, go ahead.
What's up, man? My name is Prophet.
What's up?
Not a man. I'm an A&R producer for 1017. Pretty much the get it done guy. Background, I got put on by King Trick
of the Mix Masters from K-Day. He was the guy that put on the first gangster rap record on the radio, had it popping. He's got me surrounded with a lot of different people. I've worked with Alonzo Williams, World Class Record Crew, ended up putting Andre. I worked with Silski, RIP. He developed me, got me trained, rapping, getting my ear right, production. He was the guy that was kind of behind Wu-Tang, ODB cousin. So worked with him. I worked with a lot of people off in the industry, man. I'm more of a background type person. You know, I don't really like to talk a lot. I get things done. I like your story.
Right.
I like your passion. I like how you came off. I definitely want to hear your music and see what we going to do, bro. You know what I mean? I hope this situation bang. The way you was talking, you felt like it was destined. Okay, well, here's destiny happening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You win there, boy. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
Hold on a second. I'm texting somebody. So this is what this is OG Mac Drama, man. You know who I am. And don't go nowhere. We got a whole show. So tell me a little bit about how old are you first and foremost?
I'm 20 years old.
20? Well, he's a baby, y'all.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I wish I knew who pulled your feathers and tricked you, because I would beat their asses. That's cold.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's cold. But let me tell you something. You're lucky you only got ripped off for $40 or $50. I know people who got ripped off for thousands. I had this one lady said, Mac Drama, I gave you $12,000. I said, you ain't give me shit. Well, this guy said he represented you. I said, I wish he did, because I would have got that money. But no, I said, you got me fucked up. But because
right.
he paid that much, I gave her opportunity, but they choked her. And that's, you know, I didn't get none of the
right.
money. But they paid someone, so I fuck with them, you know what I mean, out of GP.
Right.
But because I fuck with you out of GP don't mean I have to. You dig?
Right.
Remember
right.
that. Remember
right.
that. So you get caught with me, so I'm like, fuck you, bye, adios. So what did they call, what's your artist name? And who is Queen City Cole? Because you're a guy, but Queen is a girl,
okay.
he, she, him, her, whatever. But I mean, hey, I know we
right.
live in a new society, so I'm not judging you. But how you get the name?
Right. So Queen City Cole started when I was actually locked up in penitentiary. Queen City Cole comes from my
wait a minute, you was in prison.
My city where
what?
I'm
what?
Actually,
how old?
Wait, you were in the penitentiary. In
I was about eight. I've been locked up at 18, 19.
What did you do? What was the charge?
Breaking the entering, just stupid ass shit. You know,
so,
just me being
how much time did you do?
I did about maybe like almost a month or two before the, gave me.
Oh, so you didn't go to prison? You went to jail? Okay.
No, yeah, you went to jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah. Big difference.
So
prison
giving me some type of
your young ass. You
yeah.
I was like,
you probably would have
me,
a little squeaky to your voice. Go ahead.
But Queen City Cole, like the word Queen City just comes from me, like my city where I'm from, it's just Queen City. So it's like when
okay,
I pronounce
okay.
it, when people say my name, they know I'm just from Queen City. Like it's that, oh, that's Queen City Cole.
It's
oh,
the neighborhood.
I got you.
Right, yeah. But you know what? It stands out because when I see the name Queen City, I'm thinking of a female. I see a guy. It caught my attention. My nose like, what the hell? You know what I mean? So hey, that's some good branding, and you don't even know that it works. But go ahead, tell me
right.
about yourself.
I was raised and born in Charlotte, North Carolina. Music has been
hey,
all
hold
my call passion
us.
And everything.
I see
like
the
that.
Hands up. We're going to get to you. Just press one. We're going to get to you. But we got your interview, and then we'll get to you. And if you guys want to talk to the young man, you can. But go ahead. I'm sorry, man, for cutting you off. Go ahead.
Music has always been my passion. You know, 1017 has always been it's just the passion. It's just my intuition. It's just my intuition just beats for this label. I just know this is the label.
Who was the first artist in 1017 that you, what was your first song that you,
let's see.
Walk Up,
I wanna,
was it Gucci? Who was it?
It was Gucci. It was most of his music. I researched, you know, like who was signed to Gucci. Waka Flocka. I always sit in the back and I always like research and try to do like different things to try to reach out to you guys. Like not the same as like these other people, because I'm rocking like that's why I'm here right now, because it's the way I coordinated myself was for me to try to sit there and what can I do differently to try to target you guys, or for me to sit there and get this type of chance
You're here right now. It's because of me, because you got screwed over. Most people get screwed over for hundreds and thousands. I said, nigga got screwed over for $40. I said, let me call this young man and tell him, man, you was lucky. But number one, $40, $40 won't get you across town nowadays on Uber. You know what I mean? So you're here because of the fact that you got screwed, but so minuscule, it just blew our mind. You know what I mean? You know, that someone could think that $50 would get you in the... But I hear your story now. You've been trying all the time, so you've been bombarded with all kinds of shit, so you don't know what's real and what's fake. I got you. But continue.
Right, yeah.
Chief, tell us more about your story, bro.
You know, I had siblings. I grew up kind of poor and everything like that. You know, I never grew up from, like, you know, the biggest, richest family or anything like that. You know, I'm not rich myself. I'm not even wealthy myself, you know. I'm in the hospital. It's just music. I can't stress it enough. It's just this music. Like, God just tells me it's music, bro. It's music. And that's just my life. It's my life mission. I just know it's my life passion, my life mission, my intuition, the divine mission. It's everything to me. Like, it's everything to me. And this is the label. This is everything to me.
Okay. Now the song that you said is a hit. Where did you record it at?
The song, I recorded it. I actually produced that song myself, actually. So I recorded myself because, I know people, but, like, I'm not really, like, too fine with their work-ish. So, like, I would hear their work.
Are you a good engineer? Is it mixed and mastered?
The song is mixed and mastered, yes. Is mixed and mastered. Yes, ma'am.
Now, nigga, I'm a god. You got me fucked up. It's Mac Drama. Except, man, no, I got you. Listen, can you play it for us? Do you got an iRig or something you can play it?
Am I able to send by email? I'm just in the hospital right now.
Okay, yeah. Send it to that email. Send the MP3,
okay.
All right? Do that now. While we do that, I want you to sit back and we're going to interview our guest, and we got some people who want to chop it up, and then we're going to play your song, all right? Don't go nowhere. Send that to the email, all right? All right.
All right.
I'm a mute you, but don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Shelly?
Yeah. Never mind. You got it.
And if y'all got questions for him, just hold it for now, because we're going to come back.
Could you tell me that email one more time now?
I'll text it to you.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on. Okay. All right. We'll get back to you, all right? Queen City Cole.
All righty.
All right. Hey, this guy is lucky because his friends are like, what? Gonna get us. We'll go. I hope the song isn't trash. Hey, you guys, I want you guys to really give it. If it's good, it's good. If it's trash, it's trash. Give it to him, because if he gonna pursue this, he got pursued with thick skin, and he got to know what he's walking into. You feel me? All right, Shelly, bring in our guest. And before we do that, tell us a little bit, but then she'll tell us a story. Tell us who we're interviewing today.
Okay, well, we're going to be interviewing Mariah Kanay, and I met her through GMG. She actually came on the show one day, and you told her to come back when you were asking people the thing.
I spoke to her before, right? Okay.
Yeah. And okay. She can't sing tonight because her voice is messed up, but she is going to play her music.
But you got her music, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And We actually, I'm going to let her tell you about her, but she put her first EP out this year. And let's bring on Miss Mariah Kinney.
All right. Bring her on. Hello, ma'am.
Hey, what up, what up, what up, y'all?
What up, girl?
What's up? This is Mac Drama. You sound familiar. When did we talk before? And I told you about your back. When was this? A couple weeks ago?
It was a couple weeks. Yeah, me and the other girl, we both had sang on the on air when Jay Cash was on here from GMG.
Oh, okay. I remember now. Where you based out of?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Hey, Shelly, did you get her EPK?
Yeah,
got her music?
Do
you got a bio? Do you get pictures of her? I guess
yeah,
who
I sent you the bio.
To.
I sent you the bio. I emailed you the bio. Yeah.
Let me find it. But while I'm looking at it, ma'am, tell us about yourself.
All right. So I'm an artist. I do singing, a little bit of rapping here and there, different genres, R&B, hip-hop, pop too as well. I released an EP called Good Girls Finish Last a couple months ago. So that's my first EP, which is pretty exciting. For the past couple of years, I was a music podcaster on Facebook. And I decided this year to live in my purpose and go ahead and go full-fledged as an artist. When I was younger, I was into a lot of my parents had me in a lot of different things like performing, competitions, worldwide competitions, things like that. I used to get paid to sing at people's birthday parties, weddings, funerals, all kinds of things all over. But then, you know, I got a little older, life distractions kind of got in the way and music got put to the side for a while. And I decided this year to go ahead and pick it back up again. So.
Hey, let me ask you something. I know you were born outside of Youngstown, so I know you're a Steeler fan like me, right?
Hell yeah, Steelers all
okay.
Day.
Y'all know that part of Ohio is not Brown Country. It's Steeler Nation.
Ooh,
have you ever been to Pittsburgh
yeah,
before?
Yeah, Browns is terrible.
You ever been to Pittsburgh?
What'd you say?
You been to Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah, plenty of time.
Okay, have you been to Cleveland?
Yes, plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah, those are my stomping grounds, but more in the bird, but in my bad boy days.
I was just in Cleveland a couple weeks ago with the OOE radio station. It's a syndicated all-female radio station, and they had me
how
on
was
there.
That?
Yeah, it was dope. I did an interview, and then they invited me to come out and party with them, so I was there, like, what happened? It was pretty dope.
Yeah, you're a very attractive woman. Wow. I'm looking at
yes,
your bio.
Yes,
you're very beautiful. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm reading this. All right. So what is your passion for music? Why are you pursuing it?
Well, I grew up singing in church. Like, that's where it all started, was singing in church, getting put on stage, you know, in front of crowds. And it just really grew on me. It stuck with me. And it was a way for me to express myself. It was the one thing in life I knew that I could do really well, and everybody knew me for it. So it was like anything else I did, it was like, yeah, whatever, blah. But they'd like sing, you know, boom, like, you know, I could do that. And I do it very well. So it just grew on me as a passion, you know, kind of stuck with me for life. I love
okay.
what I do.
And I see you also like criminal justice. What is it about criminal justice that you like?
Okay, so, yeah, I'm actually getting ready to graduate with my bachelor's degree. In about
congratulations.
A month.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to law school or just get a job within some type of law enforcement or judicial situation?
So I actually wanted to become a juvenile probation officer.
Okay.
I worked in child care for 8 years, working with the youth and in the inner city. And I actually wanted to, you know, take it up a notch and switch gears a little bit and go into, you know, the law, and work with troubled youth, actually, because, you know, the children are our future, for real.
Yeah, they need it. I don't know if you heard, I was telling them that, you know, crack babies is real. People, they just have no training, and that's why they get indulged in some wild, crazy shit, because no one told them, you know, we all know basically right or wrong, but no one really said, man, get your shit together, or young lady, come on, you can do better, you know what I mean? No one told them that. so they just continue spiral into that aggression. And I know because I was one of the most notorious gangbangers, and I should recruit people like that. You know what I mean? You know, and people like that. Well, you know, you can say we're predators for the young people because they are our easiest recruits. Daddy ain't telling them to join the game. Mama is too scared, is too intimidated, not around. Easy for us to induct them into the Bloods, the Crips, Gangs of Disciples, Latin Kings, you know, the Young Lord, whatever, you know what I mean? You know, when you, I'm telling everybody who gangbang, when we are putting people on, we are predators. Not sexual predators, but we still predators. And it's almost just as bad because half of them wind up being dead and murdered or in prison for life.
That's true. It's true.
Somebody who's molested at least got their freedom, you know, life, but you know what I mean?
And you know what?
Don't brag about it. I'm not bragging. Right. I wish I could turn the chapters back, but I can't because I'm the son of the good, the bad, the ugly, all that makeup who I am. Pardon?
It's never too late to still make a change. I'm actually working on, I got a blueprint for a nonprofit organization.
Hey, look at me. I'm a testament to that, okay? Yes, sir.
Yeah. I wanted to work in the juvenile probation because I'm working on a blueprint for a nonprofit called Can You Hear Me Now? And what I was going to do was I want to build a studio for these juveniles because a lot of them got hidden talent, right? But it gets overshadowed for the trouble they get in, right? And I want to use this program as an incentive for them. They'll come in and get artist development, get studio time, be able to let it out in the booth, right? But only for good behavior and doing the things that they're supposed to do. So that's another thing that I'm working on too, going into that field.
Mariah, I'm going to say something. That's amazing. I know that you've kind of heard a little bit of me here and there, so you know I have a big passion for music. Yeah. And I actually was planning, I get enough money, I'm planning on, because I'm big on prison reform and things like that, because I do believe people need a second chance, because a lot of people don't get it. And there are people out there that want to make it, but they can't because they're put back right out on the street where they have no job, where they have a record, where they're not allowed to leave the country. They're beat down to where they're back in the prison system again. Now, what I want to do is once I get enough money, I'm going to buy some different property than what we have right now, and I'm going to build a house. I'm going to build a little apartment building that has, like, 4 apartments in it. I'm building a studio and a podcast studio, and that's going to be for people that have gone through, like, that are getting – they've gone through certain classes and things like that, and they're getting their life back. And that's what I want to do. So big kudos to you for that.
Wow,
you know,
you know, we all are on the same page because a lot of people don't know my ultimate, this is a goal. I'm still having a change. I want to first get my law degree because I know so much about law. Trust me, that's why I've never been to prison. But I also want to work for some type of or started some type of advocacy because there are so many people in prison who are forgotten who should be home.
Yeah.
So many people forgotten because no one's tooting their horn. No one's saying, hey, enough, you know, no one's saying, let's revisit the case. Look at that law. I mean, think about it. Weed is legal now. Why? I guarantee there's a whole bunch of people. I had a friend that came home still on some bogus weed shit because they had a large quantity. It's legal now. Let them out. It's fuck yeah, it was illegal then, but it's legal now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Fuck what it happened. Slavery was legal at one time, but it's no longer. Yeah. We ain't trying to push that agenda. Yeah. So come on now.
And what kills me is that okay, and I'm just putting this out there, but there's people in there that are serving prison sentence for 25, 30 years for weed. And Jared Fogle,
the people turn sentences for having 20 rocks of cocaine while some white boy, white girl get caught with 1 or 2 kilos, get 5 years probation.
Well,
federal.
Listen,
come
Jared,
on now.
Jared,
but
Jared
every,
Fogle,
I remember they was giving like 5 years for every rock you had. Come on.
Yeah. Jared Fogle, the subway guy, he did all that with his kids and everything, and he only got 15 and a half.
Oh, yeah, them child molesters and rapists. Come on. Please, come on.
It
now, don't get wrong.
So
don't wrong. I'm not talking to those who did some extreme violence, because we know how people feel about that. But for the nonviolent offenders, or someone who really served a lot of time, okay, yeah, man, I did that. But that was 30, 40 years ago. Enough already. Come on.
Hey, don't Yankee got something like that? Chill.
Huh?
Mac, don't Yankee got something like that going? Some kind of program or something with Shannon Steele or something like that?
I don't know. The Yankees are hard to... She said I'm hard to catch up to. She's hard to catch up to, too, so I really don't know.
Yeah, because I think she got, like, some kind of nonprofit organization with Chansdale. Hey, you ought to link up with Yankee if you can, know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like the two of y'all together would be able to get something amazing popping, because she's definitely into getting a lot of things together for the youth. She's got a whole program for... drunk driving and things like
connect
that.
Connect her to Yankees.
You know what I mean?
Connect her.
Yes. We'll definitely get
that
Yankee,
I think Yankee's on the line. I think she's going to, she was.
Oh, take her off. Oh, that unknown one, that's her? She didn't tell me it was her. Hold on. Is she still there?
Yes. Here, I'll bring her on.
I've been here, guys. I'm sitting
here. The person to know is you. What's up, Yankee Doodle Dandy? What's up, baby?
Yankee! How you doing?
I hate Yankee. She called anonymously like we supposed to know. Fucking her.
My toadstools always here.
But wait a minute. Yankee, there are people who don't want me to know that they listening. They call anonymously. You know what I mean?
I don't care. You know. You have
know.
My number. You
yeah,
have
but, guy, but, it, but when you call to the show, it's one of the block numbers. You can't tell. It comes up 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
You know what I mean? I got no choice.
Right.
No, but anyway. No, I told Charles, but I mean, she said you guys were interviewing that lady, and I wanted to hear. But I called because I heard, I was listening, and the website wasn't working. But then I heard you talking about this, and what she's doing is exactly what I've been doing. I'm doing with Def Jam and Bad Boy right now.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. And hopefully we could link so you could, you know, show me the ropes and give me some advice, or maybe collab or anything. I'll be down.
So I'm Yankee. I'm from Hot 97. I did some stuff with Wendy Williams.
She's the clairvoyant that caught everybody on America Most Wanted. She's that psychic lady.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying to myself, this girl is somebody I need to be talking to, because she's talking about criminal law. Just, I mean, that's what I did. I worked 25 years with John Walsh, some people, and doing what I got to do. But on top of that, I have a project
never catch
that's
me.
In honor of helping people, right? But I'm trying to get OG's ass in here because I want him, of course, and my boy Maddie to be a big part of it. Prophet's been trying his ass here to help me as much as he can, which I absolutely love Prophet and Main Product, 2-10-17 people. And I'm trying to tie down Maddie's guy, one of his guys, but he's so busy, Mulatto Jr. He's another one I like. But what I'm trying to do is I'm doing something with the independent artists, and we have our DJs basically playing. We're going to be playing music nonstop in my Discord. And then you have people like Mr. OG McDrama come in one night. He might come in, or Maddie might come in. They might hear you on the date. And all you got to do is give us your music, right? So your music at any time, if Maddie happens to come in and he's like, oh, I heard that, I like that, he might sign you, or OG might sign you. And then also we're doing some other stuff with our grief support as well for people that have either lost their parents because of gun violence, or they've lost their children because of drunk driving, like my daughter. And sadly, I lost my son 2 nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what happened?
I'm sorry. I can't even believe I said that. I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, my oldest.
I'm so sorry.
And
How old was he?
Oh, he's a little. He's older. He's young. I mean, older. He's in his late 30s. But
man, I'm sorry about
my
that.
Stepson. Yeah. And I'm all about, you know. I'll tell you guys later all the details. But you know, so I'm dealing with that. So now, between losing my daughter and now losing another child, now I got to go full force with Chansdale, you know, and make it, and hopefully. I don't think people realize what OG does and Maddie does and Shells does and Prophet, you know, and even what I'm doing. You know what I mean? We're trying to put it out there for the independent artists that don't have people to help them push them, you know? So So I think you're in the right place. And that young man that was talking, I'll tell you right now, like OG said, $40, man. You can't even get a friggin' thing at McDonald's no more for $40, you know. You know, I hope you get to hear your stuff, and now's your chance. Don't, you know, I'm all about chances, okay. And you got Maddie M, who's a manager. You got OG, who's 1017. Shell's doing all kinds of stuff with music. Oh, Prophet is. And I'm with Def Jam and Bad Boy. Not many people can say they're with both. And so you better, whatever you're going to play, I hope it's a winner.
Wait till you hear, yeah.
I can't wait to hear them, guys. You know?
Yes.
But, yes, please look up chancedale.com. That's me anytime. And, you know, or talk to Shell's or Prophet or somebody and let me know.
All right, definitely. It's really nice meeting you. Thank you so much for coming on the line.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear the music, guys. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. You ready to play a song, OG?
Yeah. Let her bring it in. How many songs did you get?
Three.
All right. Well, bring in the first one. What do you want to play first, young lady?
Let's go ahead and play that song, Sorry, real quick. This song, Sorry, it's like a flip R&B. Usually the girl writes about the guy breaking her heart. This is about the girl breaking the guy's heart. She apologizing, y'all, taking accountability. So y'all check that out.
Everybody make sure they meet up. Here we go.
Let's get it.
All right, y'all. That's my song, Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, lady.
I am overblown with amazement. You got a voice.
Right.
Let's play this. What's the next one?
Mac, listen. Those are not even. When I listen to him,
hold on,
Shelly,
I'm about to text you something. I need you to find out something, all right?
Okay, let me tell you something though. When she sent them to me and I listened, because I'm very honest with people, and I asked her, and you know, I'll tell you if I think something needs changed. The only thing I said, and you can ask Ms. Kinney, I said, are these mastered? Because if they are, you might want to check somebody else, because that's the most important thing. Other than that, I have nothing to say. And what did you say, Ms. Kinney?
You said, what did I say?
Yeah, what did you tell me?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry, Shells. You got to refresh
my
memory.
You said they're mixed down, but they're not mastered.
Yes. Yep, that's true.
You can imagine with her fluctuation, and I can't wait until we get this chocolate melody, because that's my favorite. But anyway.
Hey, we're going to save that chocolate melody for last. That's my pop. That's a little bit of pop. I'm going to take you to church on the pop beat.
Yeah, I love that song.
Look, the next one I want you to play is Pull Up. I'm going to take y'all back to the 90s real quick. Go ahead, Shells. Run that through.
Okay, I've got Ride. Is that the same thing?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
You know, I listened to the first one before I said anything, and then I wanted to hear the second one, because I wanted to hear if you got lucky. You didn't get lucky. You on fire.
Oh, yeah.
You on fire.
Oh,
you were an old soul, honey.
Maybe.
You sing with an old soul, and I,
Your music is beautiful.
Something. Yeah, you got it. I hope you do the right. Link up with me.
Yes,
all
let
right.
me tell you. I got one more, baby. I got one more. Let me take you to
the show. Thank you.
Yeah, Shells,
love terrible. This one right here. This one right here is for everybody to remember. Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, stop your shine. Because you know what? This is my year, and I'm living, and I'm going for it. Go ahead and play that, Shells. It's a chocolate melody.
I always tell people keep those blockers on. Shining.
Not over yet. I told you not to play with me.
Blue like butter, hot when you touch her. Yeah, set me free while I sing this little melody. Break me down.
Nope.
I control myself late.
People try to change me starting from the birthday. A lot of pain changed me walking through the pouring rain. I'm not your girl on the TV or magazine. I just be just a chocolate little melody.
Mariah, what is your Instagram handle?
She sounds like an old version of En Vogue.
What's your Instagram?
Mariah Kene on all the social media platforms. And I just started this Instagram. I told y'all.
Spell it. M-A-R-I-Y-A-H. M-A-R-Y.
M-A-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
Y-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second name is Kine, K-I-N-E.
Yeah.
No, if you have Twitter.
Twitter,
put it in the comments there on his.
I found it.
Yeah, because it'd be good for anybody that's listening. They can see it. They can get it on there. See,
I've got her tagged on the post for Instagram, that drama that you're tagged in as well too. And then,
sending it up from Top Store. That's why I didn't know it.
And y'all can find me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Mariah Kene, everywhere.
You gotta get Twitter, girl.
I know, right? Look, I just made that IG for my music. Now my Facebook is popping. I don't know if anyone sees some right. But you know what I'm saying? I was a music review podcaster for 2 years. So, you know, that's right. Where most of my base, where they come from. And they're like, you're going full fledged and all. Oh, we there, like, as an artist. I think some of them, they listening in right now. I think they want to get on here. They in here.
I'm loving,
I'm loving
what I'm hearing. You're amazing.
Hey, so look, my music, I got new music coming out soon, too, as well. Shout out to Twin, shout out to Blue, shout out to Triple, shout out to GMG. New music coming out, y'all. My music is, you're going to hear different styles. You're going to hear, it's going to give you a different feel, you know. I'm one of those artists that's versatile, and I don't plan on making the same type
of music. Let me ask you, are you independent or are you signed to somebody?
I'm independent.
Okay.
Independent.
Do you have a management company, agent? How are you doing business yourself?
No, I do this all myself. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't have management right now.
Shelly's going to be talking to you on my behalf. All right?
Okay. Listen,
right.
Well, I'm
here.
Now, real quick. Wait a minute, real quick. I want you to speak to this young man who's 20. Now, I'm not going to ask your age, but I know you've been doing it a long time. And it hasn't been easy.
Yes.
Tell him the amount of effort, investment you have done, and you're still doing to pop your craft and your music. Go ahead. Are you there, Queen Cole?
Yes.
Queen City Cole?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, young lady.
Man, listen. I'm going to tell you like this. I started off when I was young. My mom was like Joe Jackson without the beating, though. She didn't beat me, but she had me up till 5 o'clock in the morning, going back and forth, repeating and practicing over and over and on stages everywhere, you know. It takes a lot of practice to get to, you know what I mean? We all have, you know, there's always room to improve. But to really, 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 you know, perfect that craft or whatever. But I put a lot of years when I was younger. And like I said, there was a gap in between. I turned 30 years old. I'm going to tell the world, I turned 30 years old this year. You know what I'm saying? And it's never too late.
Right.
But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of money investing in your, into getting your music. You know, I built a studio in my home. I went that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready.
Right.
You know, it takes a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes I'm just going to tell you this, Queen City. I'm going to call you QC, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, QC, what I would do, what I'm going to tell you is, like, that amount of money is about how much you pay for flyers sometimes. I'm just being real with you. You know what I'm saying? And like Mac Drama said, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And I'm going to throw this in here real quick while I've got a chance. I want to tell you, Mariah Kanay, it's really weird because I kind of pulled back from the music industry this year and went full force into podcasting.
Right.
Wow. You know, I mean, I'm still in the music industry, but I'm not managing like I was everybody in the world. So, yeah.
Man. Sometimes you just switch gears, you know. That's exactly like I'm getting ready to graduate with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. And then, but low-key on the internet, I'm blowing up like a superstar, right? Like, what? You're like, hold on, what's really going on? You know? You never know. And it's never too late. It's never fucking too late.
And I was a nurse for 15 years.
But it takes a lot of sacrifice.
Yes.
A lot of sacrifice. Not easy, folks. A lot. You'll lose friends. Admirers, loved ones, family, because you're wasting your time.
What I learned from you? OG, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know what I learned already just so fast? Strangers will support you way before your own people.
Yeah.
Like, they're all going to sit back and wait until it's popular to support you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They sit back, and all those people, I hope y'all listening, y'all going to hear all of them that told me, you know what I'm saying? I got children and everything. Oh, you got them kids, your life is over. No, it's not. Just getting started, baby.
They're on a journey with me.
That's right.
Be careful with that, too, because sometimes those new supporters are just, they're just trying to catch up on what the old friends were trying to take advantage of. So the only person you got is you. Remember that.
Yes,
at the
ma'am.
End of the day, it's all about business.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you all the way, facts 100.
when you're dealing with the industry, when you're getting started out, you got to get business. So what do? You start doing talent shows. You start going out doing performances. You get your name popping. You get your name buzzing. You start putting together some music. You start putting it out. You see what the hell works, what don't work. Then you start performing your music. Then you start learning your craft. You start learning miking technique. You start learning how to get everything together with the DJ. Okay. Then, depending on how you get with your craft, if you're doing R&B or you're doing rap or you're doing rock or what have you, because, you know, we do multiple genres too. So whether you're doing your craft or however it is, you might have a band. So you might have to form a band. And Mariah, yeah, you might want to get a band, because the way you go off, you sound like you need a band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your performance is chill and go the fuck off.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm opening up for Judah Priest in May. And PA, y'all, so shout out.
Well, I'm in, wait. I might go there. Wait, I'm in Pennsylvania right now. When are you doing that?
You said you're in that.
In
May. But at
in
the
May?
End of May. Yep. So I'll be opening up a show there for you to preach. So, yeah.
I did a lot of partying there with him. I did a lot of party with those people.
I might meet up
with you sooner than planned then.
Yep.
When I was hearing music, I was hearing more like Bruno Mars. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I feel that. And then I was hearing like skating rink type stuff. And you've got variation. You know what I mean?
And
it sounds like to play with your creativity. If somebody were to send you something, you would just play with it just because you're creative like that.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I mean?
You have
play
one of the
everything.
Best. Fluctuations I've ever heard, like in voice, just to let you know.
Thank
now,
you.
Forget,
I appreciate that, y'all.
Don't forget
one of the best.
Pitch.
There's a lot of them, but yes.
Listen, don't forget to get your pitch. You have to find your comfortable pitch. I mean, you definitely want to practice, know what I mean? That way you get your pronunciation and your ability to be able to sing all those notes on call. You know what I mean? Practice, 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 practice. When you're singing, it's a whole different type of form of working out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
definitely.
Don't forget to do your vocal training. Don't forget to find your comfortable range. Then have your producer or whomever pitch shift the beat if they need to get you to where you need to be. You know what I mean? So
Definitely. You got
some dope skills. You got a dope craft going. You got dope creativity. I like how your content is different. You know what I mean? So keep running with that. I also like the positive situation you got going on with the youth. They definitely need somebody that cares in the justice system. You know what I mean? The problem, we got a bunch of people that see numbers and not people. We got a bunch of people that see problems and not help. Because these people want help. Some of them just don't know how to ask. They don't know who to ask. And the people that they might ask,
me.
You know what I mean? Might not react right.
Excuse me. Can you turn it off?
It's OG.
So.
Oh.
My man.
I think it's OG himself.
No, still. OG, turn it off. I can't hear.
Yeah, I thought you ain't telling me to turn it off. You're tripping.
So understand.
That's like telling God.
Together,
be quiet.
You got a whole situation going. So I like your content. I like the direction you're going. Definitely go get you a band. Audition some people and make them work. You know what I mean? Because you got
Fire!
You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yes.
So get that shit cracking. Get it together. Get somebody to mix and master your shit too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't just go by your ear. Have some other people that come in and be like, nah, that shit bullshit. Get some honest people. And they'll be like, nah, we need to level this out. That second song, that shit was mixed dope. Whoever did the second song need to do them other two. You know what I mean? Put the same crap out there.
Got you. Thank you.
I love your
shit. Who did Godfrey? Did she say Godfrey?
I don't think so.
What, you can?
Did you say Godfrey?
Did you say Godfrey?
No one said Godfrey.
Well, no, that's what I thought she was saying was a producer.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. No, no, I said got you. I said thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And I love your attitude, Mariah. You have a good attitude because, you know, a lot of people, when you come at, with suggestions, constructive criticism, a lot of people get pissy because they think they're everything, you know, and the people
right.
that quit learning will never progress.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know what? And that's the thing, like I just told the other guy, always room for improvement. You know, I literally
yeah.
just went full fledged as an artist 3 months ago. What I look like sitting here telling y'all don't know what you're talking about. Like, what? That's crazy, right? I'm here to learn, man. So, you know, I'm here soaking it all in, and I appreciate all of the feedback.
And you have such a good base to build from. That's why I even told Maddie, he could tell you, I was like, man, I'm so excited to get her on here because she's new in the game. You know, and she's really good. So, like, when you – and she takes constructive criticism well. Didn't I tell you all that, Maddie? So, it will – you know what I mean? Like, that's a good base. That means you're starting the right way. And you're going to build a brick house instead of a straw house. You feel me?
Yes.
She's my brick.
How?
She's my tomate, letting it all hang out. She's my brat.
That's right.
Ow. Ow. She's that lady pack. We got one more song by her, don't we?
No, that was three.
I want to hear that gentleman. I want to hear
Hey, yeah.
Quick.
So let me cue up Queen City Cole. Hey, Queen City Cole, you've been listening to what they're telling you, right? You heard the young
man? Yes.
Okay. Knowledge is power, bro. All right. We got, this is Queen City Cole, young man out of Queen City. Where's that located at?
North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. North Cadillac. And the song called 44, right? You put 44
like
though,
in
the thing.
Like, yeah.
Huh? So what's the name of the song?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The song is called Trapped in Pain. I'm sorry. 44 is just like a, it's just a thing that I just do. It's just a spiritual thing.
Okay. All right. So introduce your track, bro.
Okay. So the song is called Trapped in Pain. You know, it's really
no,
much.
No, when
about,
we say introduce the song, you say, hi, this is Queen City Cole from blah, 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 and you're now about to hear my song, blah, blah, blah. Let's get it.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Queen City Cole, and the song that you guys are about to hear is Trapped in Pain, and I hope that you guys very much like the artwork, and here it is, guys.
Let's get it.
We were supposed to be niggas. Don't see how they talking about. Saw me down on the street, but you probably forgot. Get the Glock on the way, cause I'm just trying to breathe. Riding around and I'm playing my music. I made it this far, I just knew it was coming. Drop a 10 on his mind. Cartier, I can see that they coming. Let me shoot out the ghost, I can see that they copying it. Let me know if you got it. If you say that you got it, just prove that you got it. We ain't sparing no nigga, we pop out his mind. Know they wish to be me, but it cost to be me. I don't know what you think. Get them whacked in the mind. I'm sipping on drink. You can tell that I'm lean. Let me double the cup every time I'm on scene. No, I fuck with the fat. Alexander McQueen. Nigga thought he was trying. Got a suit up and mad. Got the nigga in trash. I got too many problems. Now you can't be around. I've been taking them perks, smoking dope to the face. That shit keep me cautious. I've been seeing who fake, but they claim that they real. Shit, I used to be broke, had to sign me to deal. You do time in that prison, we know you would tell. But you know about pain, they ain't pick up the cell. I was missing my brother, tryna push on the mail. We were supposed to be niggas, don't say how they talking about. Saw me down on the street, but you probably forgot. Keep the Glock on the way, cause I'm just tryna breathe. Ride around and I'm playing my music. I made it this far, I just knew it was coming. Drop a 10 on his mind. Cartier, I can see that they coming. Maybe shoot out the ghost, I can see that they copying it. Let me know if you got it. If you say that you got me, then prove that you got it. We ain't sparing no nigga, we pop out his mind. Know they wish to be me, but it cost to be me. I don't know what you think. Get on rocked in the mind. Sipping on drink. You can tell that I'm lean. Let me double the cup. Every time I'm on scene. No, I fuck with the fans. Alexander McQueen. Nigga thought he was trying. Got a suit up and mad. Got the nigga in traffic. The fuck is you doing? You gon' go against me? We was supposed to be tied. Send me clutching the glove. Cause I'm ready to fight. You gon' say I'm a lick while little nigga try. Nigga come on and do it. Pussy. Shoot out the bin. Skirt off in a different car. Don't fuck with no bitch. Gotta get me a check. So fuck it, let's do it. Okay, let's go.
Huh?
I don't see how they doubted me, but be proud of the music. I won't love on that bitch cause she feel that I'm Cupid.
What?
Put a kid in the beat, why you fucking with groupies? Shit, I thought you was proud of me, I don't see how they doubted me. And I want you around, but I see that you lied to me. Pop out the city, I know they gon' hop. How to peel on my granny, born in July. 336 cause I'm throwing it high. I'm just saying I miss you, she put the cross
let
on my head.
With them niggas,
get you cut with them niggas.
See the coupe out of me,
slide my mouth cause I feel that he weird.
I was trapping and raining,
see us walking the cup.
I've been sipping the pain,
no I'm crossing the block in the group with my guys.
See I tried to be real, but these niggas ain't listening.
Huh?
So I nigga catch up,
let me blow out your mind.
See me walk with the switch,
I was down on my dick.
I was calling the phone,
you ain't pick up the phone.
See me walk with the jewelry,
baby I'm not the one.
You be typing on phone,
see I'm not with the foolery.
I be seeing them demons,
paranormal activity.
Trying to speak on the problem,
nigga make the wrong move. Do we got a problem?
See the blues in the face,
I thought we was on team.
100 for sure,
see the diamonds keep flash.
I see you begging for me, you was supposed to be here.
I don't know why you acting so weird.
You gon' slide with them niggas and be with them niggas.
Baby I don't got time,
see I put them racks on the table.
I got niggas to feed,
everyone in my circle depending on me.
And that was it.
Queen.
You know what? You know what? All right. Let me say what I'm gonna say. You know what?
Okay.
Bro. What the fuck was you going through when you made that track?
You know what?
I go through a lot. Hey,
hold on. I want Maddie to go first. What do you think, Maddie?
Yo, like I said, man, I really wasn't I wasn't expecting calling a boy right out on the phone, man. I would have gone against that. But, yo, it was actually better than I expected, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I really actually, yeah, you must have been going like prophets, man. You must have been
Hey, do me a favor, Queen City Cole. Whatever you get on your Instagram that prevents you from letting people mention you, remove that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just everything that I've been through in life. I still go through right now.
If you're trying to do music, remove that shit, bro.
Right,
yeah, for sure. Hey, let him see you job. Well, what the fuck? Fuck that. You don't with me too much pain. Now you 10-17.
Hold on. Matt, now, Prophet, give your 2 cents. Go ahead. Your 50 cents, your dollar.
All right, here's what it is, bro. I don't know what the fuck you was going through, but just keep pushing your motherfucking passion. What you need to do is you need to get that shit mixed, man. That shit bang. Whatever you was going through, you was putting that shit on the fucking track. Felt that shit. Need that same shit. You know what I mean? And every fucking track, hey, every track you do, put that same vibe to it. I mean, not that same vibe, but that same passion, that same emotion.
Right.
That same,
hey, I can't even mention your song because I can't mention you, man. Go on your Twitter and remove that block, please.
You know what I'm saying? Got to get that block move. Fuck them haters. We ain't worried about them. Everybody got haters. They could. Hey, Matt, what you tell them? Sucker, what a dick.
Again,
you know what I mean?
The power talk moment. How can you be discovered if someone who sees you can't mention you to the next person?
Right.
Most
right.
people are like, you know what? Fuck it. Move on.
That reminds me. That song reminded me of one
short.
Of those songs.
And people who about business, they're not trying to go through this, that, and the third. They're like, hey, I was about to look out, but you know what? Fuck it. Never mind. I was going to tell you about this young man, but, hey, you know, he ain't ready. Go ahead, Shelly, what do you think? Shelly.
Thanks. Where you at, Shelly?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to myself. And I don't have to have intelligent conversations every now and then. So,
I sometimes play with myself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So
what I was going to say, QC, is I would have liked to, it needs mixed and mastered for sure, because I would have liked to have been able to hear it clearer. And I think that if you would, I think some parts of it you got kind of monotonous, and everybody might jump my ass, whatever, but I kind of feel like there was parts of the song that you were like pushing out instead of feeling them out. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Yankee.
Well, I actually thought it reminded me of one of X's songs. And I think you were trying to tell a story. Now, where you're from, isn't that where that ghost town is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and then I heard you say about the blues and the pinks and all of that. You know, and if, the way I heard the story of, in the words, you know, that's a story that you should be putting out there. I think it's more deeper than what people are realizing.
Right, exactly.
You know, so so I don't know. I think you should push it a lot more.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it definitely had it reminded me a lot. Just so you know, a lot of people don't know this. DMX is one of my best friends. Okay, and I'm telling you, that song reminded me of one of X's songs, and those of you that know who X is knows exactly what song I'm talking about, and I guarantee you, Prophet knows what I'm talking about. So, you could stick in with that. You got it. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. I didn't think you were gonna be that good. I'm gonna be honest. The way you know what I mean.
I know,
you were
right?
Talking about $40 and everything like that, you know, and you turned out being better than I thought.
What do you think, Mariah?
I have a lot of stuff that I got to record. That's just like that's beyond.
You're spiritual.
He's
spiritual.
Mariah,
OG, that's
think?
What it is.
I'm
hold
a special.
On,
I'm a special one.
Hold on. I'm gonna get improvert. What do you think, Mariah?
Hey, listen. I thought that shit was a bop. I really, really, really loved your energy, and I love the way that you flowed. I love how you were lyrical. And I love how you told a story, which could be relatable, which is very dope. You weren't just talking a bunch of yin-yang on the track where people just be like, what the fuck is he? You understand what I'm saying? You see how people was
right.
able to, it was like they were able to feel that story, that passion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's definitely pretty dope. I'm going to have to go ahead and give you a follow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
okay.
you so much, ma'am. I very much appreciate that.
And let me go in. Young man. That was fire.
Yes.
And
thank
I was not
so
expecting
much.
That. I was expecting to be like, man, go flip burgers. You know what I mean?
I'm already knowing. I was already knowing.
I was ready to go in on you for the juggler. But, man, hey, so this is what we're going to do for you. We're gonna give you a single deal on that. We're going to push that
okay.
song for you. Okay? Put it through Sony Orchard Distribution. Only thing you got to do is just promoted on your social media. We'll take care of all the rest. You ain't got to spend not a dime. All right?
Okay. Wow. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. We
so much.
Got you on this. All right?
Definitely.
And I hope and I'm doing this because it's fucked up how someone tried to sell you a dream, you know, cash on your dream and really make you look stupid. Oh, yeah, I'm signing you.
Right.
The Gucci, give me $50. I mean, they was laughing all the way to the Cash App, man. You know, so I hope people out there, but hey, but thank God it's only 50. That ain't shit. I use $100 bills as toilet paper. So,
right.
so, you know, it could have been a lot more. It could have been 4 racks. It could have been 40 racks. You know what I mean? So,
this wasn't somebody on Clubhouse, was it?
No, it was some. What Twitter?
You know
what
I'm thinking, right, OG?
What channel did they talk to you from? I know it was not no official 1017 accounts. Because I know who runs
it.
It was from the Twitter.
It was from the new 1017 Twitter. And it was from these emails that I would keep getting from 1017, like, that would keep trying to charge me, like,
$600,
$500.
I know who that was. And
if you get that Twitter, give it to OG.
I know who it was, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. And this is
hold
sad.
Up.
Hold on. Let me finish. A lot of these major artists get these people who promote them heavy, and push the brand. The guy who does that... He's in France. He's been pushing a lot of these accounts. Now, Gucci and them don't do shit for him. And that's why they be desperate trying to get this little money here and that. And I'll push you out there. And it's sad. When I see people who push hard for me, I take them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I take them in. I'm not going to leave no loose canyons out there. I just found a lot of people like that who go hard for my brand. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to leave you out there in the cold. You know what I mean? I'm going to stamp you. You know what I mean? Then you could get some real money to be an official.
When do you guys learn about OG, too?
I thought that person was getting paid, but if he's doing that, or maybe someone else has access to account. So before I judge Gucci harshly, I hope it ain't so. I'm a couple other people have access to the account. It's like that sometimes. Because
OG will have you back as long as you don't get lazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to know something? That's one thing I've learned, the first thing I've ever learned about him. He'll let you do whatever you got. He gives you enough leeway to hang yourself. Do you know what I mean? And here's the rope, and you can either take that rope and hang yourself with it, or take it and catch on and latch the fuck on and do what you got to do. You know? Don't be lazy on yourself, because nobody else is going to do hard work for you if you ain't going to do it yourself.
Yo, this is all a moot point, man. Are you sure you didn't sign anything or gave your master away to anybody with that $50?
Listen, I don't give a fuck about that because I'm a gangster. I do what the fuck I want anyway. Yeah, come on. But must I remind you, it's going to be all right? Come on. Shit.
Do you own that beat?
It don't matter.
I'm sorry.
He owns it now.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
The only thing I was going to say to you, because you know, I don't know your situation. This is the first time I'm ever speaking to you. I don't know you from Adam. But
I doubt it. I doubt it.
I do know that.
Did you make that beat yourself? Where you get that beat from?
I believe the beat was from maybe, I think I was scrolling through like YouTube or something like
that.
Yeah.
It don't matter to me. Shit.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
They can't claim shit if it don't do shit. Zero, zero, zero. So hopefully it blows up, make $1 million so they can file a lawsuit against you. At least you made it. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah.
I don't worry about who owns rights to that. If they ain't popping, fuck them. You know what I mean? I take songs and beats all the time.
Listen to everybody. Do your shit right.
Y'all got to, but I'm a gangster. That's what the fuck I want to do. You know?
Hey, check this out. I told y'all, when y'all come to the table, have your shit together. Have your paperwork together. Have your shit with the be paid for.
Don't get wrong. I get paperwork and everything, but if you renege on me, yeah, you might have to be served by my lawyers, but I'm going to kick down your door my damn self. Okay? You don't want that.
Do you have a BMI or ASCAP?
Yeah, I got all that.
Okay.
I got BMI.
No, he's talking to him, not you. Properly.
I'm talking to you.
Wait, you're talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yes, do you have a BMI or ASCAP or EPK?
No. What is that?
Okay, so you know he needs some schooling. So Shelly, my job is to put the single. Your job is to take him on your ring and teach him some ropes. Okay.
Not drama.
I just told you what you're going to do. That's it. Ain't no question. Done deal. So Shelly's going to be your impromptu consultant, not manager, because she's busy as fuck. But a manager consultant. You know, Maddie,
right.
Too, and me, too. Maddie, I'm volunteering you, too, nigga.
Yes, I respectfully decline. But thanks.
I can't make Maddie do whatever, fucker.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'll throw you a couple beats just on GP, you know what I mean? Just so you got an opportunity because you felt it was God blessed. You know what I mean? I'll throw you a couple beats to do with them. So at least you got some beats, some 1017 beats. Oh, yeah, 1017. BrickSquadProductions.com coming soon. Know what I mean? I got
okay.
A team of producers. We're going to be dropping a whole bunch of shit. Access to actual industry beats. Know what I mean? Your
right.
Best bet, get a membership on that motherfucker so you can get a 50% discount on some shit and save some money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, but I'm gonna throw you a couple beats. That way you all the way. You know, on your functions. You ain't worried about shit. You can make whatever the fuck money you want off of this. Go on tour with this shit. All it takes is one single. Shit. Make that shit fucking go like a motherfucker and make that shit. And then take the money you get off of this and finance your next shit. That'd be the smart move.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Better have your shit together. You better get your motherfuckers shit. Shelly get to tell you some shit. Oh, yeah, you better get this shit together, boy. I'm telling you, nigga. I'll get you towards the check.
Alrighty.
You ain't got your paperwork together, though. You're going to be mad at yourself. Like, why don't have my name trademarked? Why I ain't got all this shit? Boy, you better start looking into some other shit or get your shit right. Matt going to get you
right.
The shells put you together. You know what I mean? People better have their shit right.
Right.
They get on. Hey, Matt, after this show, we have more submissions. I'm going to be real hard on their ass. You know what I mean? Because I'm giving up some game right now. And this game you get paid for. It's called consultation. So yep. Everybody out there, so you get to submitting something, you better have your shit together. Because this shit real.
And I used to do listening sessions, and people would pay me to listen to songs. I mean, you have 30,000 people sending you songs. You're not going to listen to them all. Yeah, but I used to do that too.
Get this shit together, man. Do your shit out. He got talent. You know what I mean? He go. You just need to get the shit right. So you just need a team that's going to be able to counsel him on the right steps. And that's what a lot of people, I've been finding that out. A lot of people got the talent. They just don't know how to put the business together. And what that is that's taking your ass to school.
Or they don't have the capital.
They got to go to school. Regardless, if they go to school, they're going to link up with somebody that's on there that's going to do something for them. You know what I mean? Especially if they got talent. Somebody going to run up into somebody and be like, look, we got to see about getting some financial aid. We got to see what we can
not
do
always.
For this.
Not always. Yeah. Well, I'm doing on the table. How to do that.
Hey, Miss Mariah Tenney has to go, you guys. She wanted to tell everybody bye.
Who?
Yes. Mariah Tenney has
okay.
to go.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
It was nice talking
yes.
to her.
Definitely.
Hey, beautiful, we're going
to
talk soon, all right?
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all so much for having me on the show. I enjoyed it, and y'all all have a wonderful, blessed night.
You too.
Yeah. Wow. There's a phone number. They don't want to talk, 330-937. They don't want to say anything, Chill?
Right. They didn't want to say anything. They accidentally pushed one.
Okay. I hope you're enjoying the show. And, let me see, 714-606, 917, 770-213-206, all y'all, 347-633-9588, press 1 if you want to talk to us. Por favor, si quiere hablar con nosotros, llama 347-673-9588, el primo número uno. And before we end the show real quick, let me see, I haven't looked at the stats in a while. Hold on. Germany, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, and Mexico. Top five countries. Mexico lindo querido, si muero lejos de ti. Canada, eh? That's where Maddie's at. What up, eh? Deutschland über alles. Ich bin ein Berliner.
Fucking.
Sieg Heil. Deutschland.
Fucking Maddie. Maddie, I missed you so much. You know what the fuck my ass has been doing?
Yeah.
Watching Big Brother Canada. I'm listening. I'm watching Big Brother Canada from the beginning in season one up. I think I'm in season four.
Oh, this nigga Mac Drama? That nigga jumped out of this SUV looking. Who got this footage of me? Damn, that nigga fresh. Oh, that's me.
You got footage of you, huh? What kind
of footage? I'm looking on some Instagram, and they got me jumping out of the SUV at a hotel looking clean like a motherfucker. I'm putting on my story on Instagram.
Now, I don't know if you're listening, Cherry, but both these artists, you better get up there and follow them on the Chance Takers. Get them on there for us.
All right, guys, I'm peacing out. I love all y'all.
Much
Take
love.
It easy. Enjoy your weekend. I'm out.
Later, Maddie.
And that is, I'm trying to get the dogs out right now, so I'm muted.
Oh, wait, you put, oh, you need to post this in there. It's not in there yet. Yo, I never, Paul Mark, I never realized how pretty your eyes are, dude. I'm looking at his, he's got some pretty hazel green eyes.
Well, I can't wait to see what this thing QC finna do.
Mm-hmm.
Get him the right kind of push. He got the talent. Run around. That's going to be some dope shit.
Yeah, for real, though. I can't wait.
Yeah, you just got to be on your shit, bro. And then once you get the shit knocked out, push that shit.
Though I walk through the shadow of death.